Good Wednesday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. The nice weather continuing. Just a slight chance of a shower in our forecast today. I don't see anything near us on the radar screen. There were some showers that passed through parts of Stutsman, Barnes County, Valley City, Jamestown area, but nothing significant out there on the radar screen. It's going to be, it is already, I guess, windy. It's going to get even windier today, partly sunny, warm, and windy. 85 for the high. We'll see winds out of the southeast, 15 to 30, gusting up to 40 miles an hour at times. Speaking at Fargo City Hall, North Dakota Attorney General Drew Wrigley gave an update on an investigation into the alleged distribution of sexually explicit material among local students. Wrigley says it began at West Fargo Middle School, where a girl's image was altered and shared. He says there are now multiple victims. They've seized some 50 cell phones that have either received it or shared it. Wrigley wouldn't specify how many students are involved or how many schools, but adds the investigation will eventually be turned over to the Cass County State's Attorney's Office. Construction is close to wrapping up on the I-94 Red River Bridge between Fargo and Moorhead. Crews began work in late April. They're expected to wrap up the project by next Thursday. You're asked to pay attention for lane closures and traffic shifts as final work is being done. A Fargo man was among two drivers seriously hurt in a head-on crash in Dunn Center. It happened yesterday on Highway 200. State Patrol says a westbound truck crossed the center line and collided head-on with his eastbound truck. He was airlifted to Minot, a 63-year-old Fargo man. We don't know his name yet. The driver of the other vehicle, he was from Missouri. He is facing charges. There's been a sharp increase in COVID-19 cases across North Dakota. The Department of Health and Human Services says 130 new cases were reported for the week ending August 30th. More than 300 cases were reported the first 3 weeks of September, with dozens of people hospitalized. Health officials urge you to take precautions, especially as the cooler weather moves in. Steve Marquardt's making a run to become Bismarck's next mayor. The former city commissioner and Bismarck Public School Board member says he's ready to run for public service. Marquardt served on the city commission from 2014 to 2024 before opting not to seek re-election. He says if elected, his top priorities will be to address homelessness throughout Bismarck and to be fiscally conservative. Marquardt joins incumbent Mayor Mike Schmitz as the only two candidates to announce a bid for the mayoral race in June. A western Minnesota community is pushing back on a proposal for ICE to use a local private prison. Residents rallied outside Appleton City Hall, asking officials to instead partner with residents and community groups for Appleton's future. The Prairie Correctional Facility is the state's only private prison. It's been closed since 2010. Its owner, Core Civic, told Care 11 it's considering exploring a government partnership to reopen it as an ICE detention facility. The Washington Post reported Congress recently approved $45 billion for detention centers over the next 5 years. Niron Magnetics, a Minneapolis-based magnet company, is building a new facility in Sartell that will bring hundreds of jobs to the area. The operation also marks the world's first rare earth-free magnets. Local leaders say the new plant will help decrease dependence on other countries like China for rare earth minerals. And cattle prices are soaring, and South Dakota ranchers say beef is now the golden egg of the ag economy. With the nation's cow herd at its lowest in 25 years, demand for beef is strong, and consumers are willing to pay more for steaks and burgers. Ranchers say it's one of the best cattle markets they've seen in decades, though they warn the boom won't last forever and could leave newcomers in the industry saddled with debt when the market overcorrects. 5:04, time to check out our WDAY Radio Sports with Jace Denman.
Thank you, Bonnie. Last night in EDC Volleyball, West Fargo Cheyenne swept Grand Forks Central. West Fargo Horace got past Red River 3-1. Fargo North swept Fargo South. And Fargo Davies got past West Fargo in a thriller, 3-2. Those scores, 25-23, 23-25, 25-8, 23-25 again. And then that fifth and decisive set, 15-12. Yesterday, big news out of the NHL. Minnesota Wild made Kirill Kaprizov the highest paid player in NHL history. They're giving their left winger a 8-year, $136 million contract extension to keep him with the team through the 2033-2034 season. That almost doesn't seem like a real year because, well, we're in the future. It seems like a long ways away. The deal is the highest in NHL history in terms of total money and average value at $17 million per season. Contract kicks in next season, and reportedly includes large signing bonuses over the first 4 years. The 28-year-old has 25 goals and 31 assists in 41 games played last year, and he was injured a bunch last year. He ranks fourth in team history with 185 goals and fifth with 386 points. In other team news, the Wild got past Winnipeg 3-2 in a preseason matchup yesterday. Minnesota Timberwolves, the season is right around the corner, and they held their first training camp practice at Mayo Clinic Square yesterday. They will hold practices today and on Friday before opening up preseason play with a game against the Denver Nuggets on Saturday. Minnesota Vikings made a small roster move yesterday. The team signed offensive lineman Matt Walzetko to its practice squad. A Minnesota native was a fifth-round pick by the Cowboys in 2022. He's appeared in 11 career games without making any starts. And the Minnesota wide receiver, Minnesota Vikings cut wide receiver Tim Jones in a corresponding move. Interesting news yesterday. I watched the clip. Nafisha Collier held her end of season press conference. She opened up with a statement, and quite honestly, she's not happy with the WNBA and its specifically its leadership. The Lynx superstar delivered a 4.5-minute statement during her exit interview. She said the WNBA has the worst leadership in the world and detailed a private discussion she had with Commissioner Kathy Engelbert in February. Engelbert allegedly told Collier that young players like Caitlin Clark are only making money off the court because of the platform provided by the WNBA instead of the other way around, which obviously a lot of us know Caitlin Clark has brought a lot more eyes to the WNBA as well. Even if you don't particularly agree with her, Angel Reese has done the same as well. Engelbert later released a statement where she claimed that Collier's recollection of their conversation was mischaracterized. Mm-hmm. However, I don't know about that because the way that they have been officiating games and Nafisha Collier, when she had made her statements yesterday, when Coach Reeve made her statements post-game after that Game 3 loss, there wasn't really a lot of disagreement between other superstars in the WNBA and other coaches in the WNBA.
So many complaints among players and coaches.
Game, the WNBA in itself, I don't know if it's going through the same evolution that the NBA did, but in the 1990s, the NBA was very, not so much tough to watch, but you could have a 78-76 playoff game. And this is, in today's day and age, you're normally having a team score at least triple digits. Maybe it's 110, 108 in the playoffs, etc. And they were really overly physical. I mean, nowadays you get an accidental, you're trying to block the shot and you hit somebody in the head, you'll get a flagrant two or whatever it is because you can't make contact with the head or neck area. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if the WNBA is going through this where they get to be super, super physical now, and then they'll in subsequent years they'll clean it up. But there is some talk that maybe the WNBA commissioner is not really that well thought of. She hasn't really built a relationship with the Players Association, etc.
Should she be removed by somebody or a board or something?
Yeah, I mean, the commissioner of a league usually is, I'm trying to remember correctly, usually they have to be, you know, voted and approved by the league owners. You know, if the ownerships of the 13 teams, now soon to be 15, and then, of course, in another year it'd be 16, if you're not approved, you know, you're not gonna be there for long. They won't want to renew you and hire you back. So, if you're doing a good job, they'll want you to stick around. Obviously, Adam Silver, with the NBA, Roger Goodell, which some people would probably disagree with, but the owners like him. He gets reelected.
Been there a long time,
So, we'll have to wait and see, but I don't know.
The concern is injuries, you know?
It is. I mean, there was a quote from Nafisha yesterday that said, you know, she was complaining about the referees, and supposedly the commissioner's like, only losers complain about the referees.
Yeah,
and it's like, you know, you've got players, you know, she's like flat out, she's just like, she's not saying that they lost because of the referees.
Yeah, complainer usually.
They had their terrible game two where they lost a 20-point lead and lost in overtime. That was really the change in tide of that series. But, you know, you can't have people overly physical in the game. I mean, we have to realize that the game is a physical game, but at the same time, you have to officiate it correctly.
Yeah.
And the officiating has been questioned all season.
Well, stay tuned. We'll see what if anything happens with that commissioner.
Yeah. Coming up on our family of stations right here on WDAY Radio, Friday, Moorhead travels to Eden Prairie, 6 p.m. kickoff with the legend himself, Larry Knutson. Saturday, Larry gets to stay at home, sleep in his own bed, as the Cobbers take on St. Scholastica for homecoming on 1 p.m. kickoff. on our sister station of Flag. Number one ranked Shanley, number two ranked Fargo Davies. Kickoff at 7 p.m. with big game James McCarty and myself. And we'll follow that up by Saturday. MSUM has homecoming as they host Minot State. 11 a.m. pregame and a 12 noon kickoff with James and I on the call for all of that.
All right. And
tonight, Primetime Sports will be with, I'm trying to remember his name. It's Hank. Coach Hank, the goaltender's coach from the Fargo Force, will be our guest. And then, of course, tomorrow night on Primetime Sports, we'll be joined by FCS Nation host Kevin Marshall.
All right. Very good. Partly sunny, warm, windy today. It was a little breezy yesterday, but today is going to be downright windy. There is a slight chance you could see a shower. There were some showers to the west of us passing through earlier this morning. 85 for our high temp. Winds will be out of the south-southeast, 15 to 30, but gusting up to 40 miles an hour. 60 our overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny, continued warm, high of 87. Southwest winds 5 to 10, 60 for the low. Friday, partly cloudy, warm, 85 for the high. Partly sunny Saturday, which is great, 82 for the high because it's homecoming for MSUM and Concordia. I would like to see it nice. We'll see showers developing, but not until evening time. And then things cool off Sunday into early next week with highs in the 60s. And those are seasonable temps. Dino said yesterday, average high for this time of year is 64 degrees. And we've been, what, we had 92 the other day, and we've been in the mid to upper 80s. So 20 degrees warmer, 20, 30 degrees warmer than it should be. So what we start to see early next week, Sunday into early next week, is more normal temperatures.
Yeah, more fall-like weathers. Mm-hmm. And that's totally fine. I mean, we're in we're in October, so let's take it down a notch.
Give those air conditioners a rest.
Yeah, a little bit. I'd like to open up the windows and not have to worry about running the air all the time.
Yeah. Partly cloudy right now. We have 67 degrees at our WDAY radio studios, high atop I-29 in South Fargo. Winds out of the south-southeast, 18 miles an hour. We're going to get your national news in from ABC, then a song of the morn and question of the morn coming up. We have a 20% chance of showers in our forecast today. The big story will be windy, but there are a bunch of showers that are starting to pop and some thunder shower activity starting to pop on the radar screen as well.
I need to go get gas today, and I really wanted to get my car washed, so I might as well not get my car washed then.
Because it'll rain for sure,
Well, then it'll rain for sure. It won't rain all over the place. It'll rain on my car.
Yeah. Scattered showers in many locations, Detroit Lakes, Park Rapids, Bagley area, but I'm seeing some thunder shower activity. Just rain in Mayville and Cooperstown and Findlay, but did you get up by Mackville, Annetta, and Tolna? They're seeing some thunder showers this morning. There's another cell that's northwest of Jamestown. They're seeing some thunder shower activity, but light rain in the Carrington, Medina areas as well. And then there's some other random scattered showers out there, but some of you folks might be hearing some thunder this morning and seeing some lights, flashes of lightning.
There you go.
Yeah, we haven't seen too much of that this summer. So, all right, again, looking for a high of 85 today. Winds at times gusting up to 40 miles an hour. Our question of the morn, married life or single life, and why? 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Good Wednesday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Bonnie Amistadi, Jace Denman, and you. We got a big show planned today. Brian Kronk, managing partner of Collins & Kronk, will be joining us at 7:45, as he does each and every Wednesday. Guys from Cars Tree Service will be in at 7:10. You can get your tree questions answered. They love to talk with you. In fact, they're going to be offering up a $200 gift card to be used on any treatments for the first person to call in and ask a question. Lots of stuff to take care of this time of year. You might want to do some scheduling. Those guys are busy over there. Schedule some winter pruning, or you know, if you've got a large tree, it's not looking too good, might need to be removed. Those are the experts there at Cars Tree Service. They will be able to help you out with any questions or concerns that you have tree related. And then there's also coming up on Thursday, October 9th, so next Thursday, Leif Erickson 5K run walk going on. Frode Tilden will join us at 8:10 this morning. Talk more about that. As I mentioned in the news, I-94, that's going to be wrapping up the Red River Bridge, the construction that's been going on that all summer long. It actually started back in April. They're expecting to be done by next Thursday. So watch out for lane shifts. There was one this morning When I was coming in westbound, we've been having to shift to the left lane. Well, today the left lane was closed, so you had to shift to the right lane, plus traffic's coming on at 8th Street. So just pay close attention as you're traveling. There will be, as they're in the final stages here, there will be, you know, different changes and lane closures and shifts needed.
Get everything cleaned up and moved out of there, I suppose. So, yeah. Looking forward to it, though.
Oh, yeah, a lot of us are. It gets really hairy rush hour time. You know, it gets pretty backed up. Also, I did see a new post City of Moorhead put out on 34th Street construction, because you brought that up too yesterday, and I knew I'd seen something about a week ago, but refreshing my memory here, they say 34th Street in Moorhead, everything south of Highway 10 on track to open by October 18th, and they're also doing some work on the north side of Highway 10 when you get over by Cashwise over there. That is scheduled to be completed by mid-November. Yeah, all that traffic's been having to funnel off, go through over by the Moorhead High School, so then it gets backed up over there. So, yeah, that's a big project, too, that will get wrapped up soon. Again, October 18th, south of Highway 10, and then the north side by mid-November. So just have some more patience. Continue to watch out for those construction workers, and we will get through this before the snow starts to fly. Question of the morning here on Bonnie and Friends, married life or single life? Why? 701-293-9000, email studio at WDAYradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Kevin and Fergus just saying that's a loaded question. That's what I thought.
Exactly.
There's going to be some people who are afraid to weigh in on this.
I can neither confirm nor deny anything. Back to you, Bonnie.
Yeah. He also said, and this is very true, some people shouldn't be married. Those that find a life partner and recognize it's a gift from God are blessed.
Well, here's the thing. Marriage isn't easy.
Nope.
You know, and that's the thing that a lot of people think. You know, it takes work. It takes communication. It takes, you know, I wouldn't say sacrifice, but you gotta be able to make
pain and sacrifice.
No, you gotta make you know choices, and sometimes you gotta do stuff that maybe you don't really want to do, but you know, you gotta. It's a give and take type of thing, you know. And I mean, I've had a great role model in. I mean, my brother and sister and myself all had a great example, and we had multiple examples growing up. I mean. I remember, you know, unfortunately my sister and I and probably brother too having to sing at my grandparents' 50th wedding anniversary. And they were married 50 plus years before grandma passed away. My mom's parents, they were made it to, I remember seeing the plate, it was 45, 50, whatever. Grandpa passed away in the 90s or whatever. So my parents now have made it. We had their 50th wedding anniversary party. What was that, 2-3 years ago? Would have been 1971, so it would have been 2021 was 50 years. So next year will be 55 for them. And, you know, obviously they're from a small town and high school sweethearts, so they've been together for over the majority of their life. I mean, not even half their life, but it's been the majority of their life. There's some people like myself that I get married later in life. And, you know, my uncle, he was the one that we kind of kept on waiting for Uncle Jerry to get married. And he's been happily married for a number of years, has three boys, and now has got a number of grandchildren, too. So sometimes it takes a while. You can't rush it. And for me, you can't compare your life path to that of your parents, because, like, my dad was, gosh, what was he, 25 and had, you know, had me. I guess I would still be considered a toddler. You know, my sister was a year and a half, 2 years old, and then my brother came along in 77. So
it's all different. Yeah. I mean, I even like look at my, both of my daughters are now married. The second one just got married, the oldest one. But they
in Greece.
But they've had friends that got married like right out of college. You know, Bailey was probably, she still has friends that aren't married either, but she's going to be turning 30 here in January. So she's kind of on the later end, and she's got some friends that already have 2-3 kids.
Well, and that's the thing. You talk to James, and now James more than willing to find the right woman and settle down, et cetera, and that's not the point, but he's 27 now, and there was a time 2 years ago, or was it? Yeah, it was 2023, and he missed the first couple of football games because of going to weddings. And he's had a number of weddings of his friends that are all around the same age. And then there's been some, like my niece, she just got married. Her husband's 21, turning 22. I don't know. He probably already has. She's turning 21 in this month, in a few days, actually. And so they got married fairly young. Yeah. And then there's those that you see that maybe, like, for James and myself, I mean, obviously I know a bunch of people that are younger than me, and there's some that they go and get married and divorced and then just kind of move on like it's no big thing, and you're just kind of like, wait, what just happened? So, you know, some people, and I wouldn't say take it lightly, but, you know, it doesn't work. Maybe they're not putting in the work. Maybe the people just aren't compatible, and they finally realize that after really settling down together.
You change a lot, too. Yeah. If you're getting married when you're really young, you change so mm-hmm. much from 18 to 20 yeah. to 23 to, you know, mm-hmm. 27 or whatever, yep. but to each his own.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's one of those things. You know, sometimes people get married after a short-term kind of relationship. Others are together for years before they even get engaged. So, I mean, it's different. I mean, it's really, really different for everybody.
Yep, and Kevin also went on to say some people are good at being single and do just fine. Yeah, yeah, I've got a number of friends never got married, never mm-hmm. care to get married, and they're yeah. completely happy. You have to be happy with yourself. I know people, yeah. too, who, like, they're like, oh, I'm not happy, but I'm not leaving her because I don't want to be alone. Yeah. I don't want to get old alone, or I don't yeah. want to die alone, so they just stay in a horrible marriage.
Yeah, and that's a tough spot because, I mean, why would you stay with someone that makes you unhappy? I mean, I've never really understood that. And there's some people that just always want to be in a relationship. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you can be in relationships without being married or living yeah. together, things like that. I mean, I think that was probably the hardest thing I had to learn about relationships when I was in my 20s was the fact that when you're dating someone, because I put too much pressure on the relationship thinking that, okay, I'm dating this person, I've got to have them as a candidate for wife, for long term, rather than enjoying the relationship and having fun together and building that relationship and not necessarily not taking it seriously, but realizing that you're at the beginning stages. I mean, marriage to someone is a ways off. You got to work your way into that. You can't snap your fingers and just be like, all right, this is the person.
You've gone on that person.
Yeah, you've gone on three dates. I mean, you might want to slow down a little bit.
Some people are impulsive like yeah? that. Mm-hmm. I know one person in particular is like, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it each their own, but I just think you need to just let the relationship happen. You're going to meet someone. You don't need to be out there pressing. And I mean,
you can
meet people on different dating apps, things like that. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's kind of commonplace now.
It is. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people that meet online, and sometimes it's just a place or just a way to meet someone, just like you would meet someone at a bar or you meet someone through a friend. But, you know, like I said, it's just always different for everybody.
Church, volunteer, mm-hmm. group, anything like that.
And you also have to be happy with yourself before you
exactly.
can worry about being happy with someone else. You cannot get in a relationship with someone else expecting them to make you happy. You need to be happy on your own.
Married life or single life, why? That's our question of the morn. 701-293-9000. Email studio at WDAYradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Good morning, friend. Who's this?
This is Arlen.
Hi, Arlen. How are you this morning?
Oh, not too bad. I had a couple of rough days, so I'm back to work this morning. It's 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Well.
Don't remind me of the time, Arlen.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that today's going better. It's early, but today's going better. I'm going to guess you're going to say married life.
Yes.
How long you is it Wanda, your wife's name? Wanda?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
How long have you two been married?
Well, tell you the truth, we're actually divorced, but we're still living together. So we still love each other and everything, you know?
Yep.
But the deal is with my job, the government wants to know how much I make because Wanda's on Social Security disability. So we still got our wedding bands and stuff, and we still love each other. And we have our, you know, little fights and stuff, but... Mm-hmm. You know, I'm happy. I mean, I got married when I was 49, just about 50 years old.
Okay, mm-hmm. And you're committed, and you're doing yep. just fine, it sounds like.
Yep, I got a good job, and, you know, I may have, you know, come back late, but, you know, I still call her, and she calls me to see how I'm doing, and I tell her, well, I'm on the road, and I'm doing okay, and stuff like that, so.
Yeah, and it works for the two of you, so... What nobody else has anything to say about it. Whatever works for you, works for you.
Right. And yeah. Some of my family members know that we're divorced, but, you know, we just say, oh, it's nothing bad. We didn't cheat on each other or anything. It's just because of paperwork.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. That happens too. Yeah. I know people who have been divorced and then they were got back together again, and they got either got remarried or just are back together, and they've been together for many, many years. Sometimes you just kind of hit a blip in the road, and then you maybe circle back because you realize that is your person too.
Right. Yeah. My sister was married to her husband almost 30 years, and she's got four kids, two boys and two girls. And after my ex-brother-in-law's mother passed away, he kindly, you know, changed.
Yeah.
And they went through, you know, counseling and stuff. And my sister said, oh, I've had it. Enough is enough. So she filed for a divorce, and, you know, she's happy, you know, the way she is. So
life and circumstances can change a person, no doubt about that.
Yep.
Mm. Arland, it's good hearing your voice. You have a fabulous day, and you tell Wanda hello from me.
I will do that.
Okay, take care. Thank you. 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Roger says it's not even a tough question. His wife made him a better person in every way. He says being single is nothing to brag about. He's a widower. He lost his wife a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Roger used to come and hang out with me early in the morning and share stories and stuff. And she was just like, they were the couple. He misses her dearly to this day.
Yeah. I usually make my wife a better person, so I think I got that going.
Okay, good for you. It's 5:38. We're going to get your national news and sports in now from ABC. 5:44 Wednesday morning. Welcome in, Bonnie Mastotti, Jace Denman, and you. Ken Duffy will have your WDAY radio news at the top of the hour. Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki will be in with your weather, and Big Game James McCarty with your WDAY radio sports. Still seeing some shower and thundershower activity. Some of those thundershowers have grown in size, basically through central North Dakota, starting north of Jamestown, extending up to the Carrington, New Rockford area. Mackville, Annetta, Tolna, seeing some thunder shower activity, and then I can see rain down in the Mayville area. Should be coming into the Grand Forks region not too long. The rain, not sure if the thunderstorms will hold together, but they have grown over the past half hour or so. Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki will have more details on our forecast. It does include about a 20% chance of rain for us here, so we'll see. But big news is it's going to be windy today. Winds at times gusting up to 40 miles an hour. Question of the morning, married life or single life, why? 701-293-9000, email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Dave in Grand Rapids, good morning. He says, married once and only once. Barb, single and widowed. Barb became a widow. I know Barb. She became a widow very young, raised a daughter. I think her daughter was just an infant. And, and she stayed single all her life.
Mm-hmm.
Bonnie says she would have been married 56 years, but her husband passed away almost 25 years ago. Melanie, married because he's my best friend and partner in everything. Love that.
I wouldn't say I'm my wife's best friend. She just tolerates me.
Probably.
You do the same.
Yes. 701-293-9000, married life or single life, why? We go to the phone lines. Looks like our friend Polly from Idaho. Good morning to you, Polly.
Morning, you two. I would say for me, it's been a little of both, but what I'm looking for is companionship in this part of my life. Doesn't have to be between the sheets necessarily. That's not my goal in life. It's to make a better person out of myself and a better person out of the one that I would be with.
Just somebody to hang out with cures loneliness too. Doesn't necessarily have to be somebody you married, but just somebody who you can spend your time with.
Yeah. Well, I've got a dog, but that doesn't cover it.
The dog doesn't
quite do it.
Carry
ladies,
on the,
you know, they're into their own thing.
Yeah, he doesn't carry on a conversation.
Yeah, they do.
Well,
what are you talking about?
Not long conversations.
Well, that's because they get bored and tired of your BS. They're just looking at you like, really? No, thanks. I'm going to go over here and chew on my bone.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Well, someday you'll find somebody. You keep on looking.
Yeah, I'm afraid I'm going to stumble into it and probably hurt my ankle or something, and she'll walk away and I'll be laying there.
Well, try not to do that. Good luck to you.
Okay. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Polly. Yeah. And I know, too, sometimes people, like, they're later in life too, and they you know, they're just lonely, and they want, you know, they might meet somebody at church or at the senior center or something like that.
And I've seen that with people that are older than myself. All of a sudden, you know, they proudly announce on Facebook that they met somebody and they're awesome, and then they enjoy spending time together. And you know, this is after a divorce. I don't know if it's, you know, been messy or you know, really something that they've had to kind of struggle through. But there are those that, you know, obviously in their older years, they're able to find someone. And kind of like Paulie said, it is more about companionship. I mean, I think that it kind of adjusts that way as you get older. I mean, obviously, there's that part of our self that in the bedroom that slows down when you get older, and so that's not the, you know, the main focus of a relationship. I mean, a lot of times for younger people, that kind of becomes a big part of it. So I mean, but it's about, you know, the communication, it's about the companionship, it's about the compatibility, kind of being that other person that's always there sharing, you know, big moments with you. There's always someone that you want to be able to, you know, if something good happens at work or whatever, you want to be able to text that person or call that person. Hey, guess what happened? You know, you just need your person. So
yeah, my my godfather, he didn't have children, so I was.
Did he make you an offer?
No. Oh. My mom always would be like, "Bonnie B, go visit your uncle." So I'd go. they used to kick me down the street all the time, but I was his kid. You know, mm-hmm. He was my godfather. He was twice widowed, and mm-hmm. then later in life, he had a girlfriend. Uh-huh. Him and Eileen, they spent probably, I want to say they were probably together 8 years before he ended up having a stroke and dying. But yeah. I mean, and they were completely happy. You know, he had been married twice, but he loved the companionship.
Yeah. I mean, and sometimes, I mean, there are people that a lot of the quote unquote love language is doing something for someone else. You know, that's because there's some people that they want to be able to be that person you count on. They want to be able to kind of take care of someone else. You know, not saying that's always what somebody wants, but
some people are like that.
That's their love language. That's how they show affection, is by doing things for someone else. And that's what makes them happy as well. So, like you said, sometimes it's just you find the right person and you just enjoy being with them. And that's kind of what it's about.
See, this isn't that scary of a question.
No. And there are probably those out there that are like, I'm never getting married or I'm never getting married again because of X, Y, and Z.
I've been married 2-3 times, not doing that again.
And I don't think it's a goal that you need to have. Like, I need to go out and I need to find a husband or a wife. I mean, that's kind of
it is for some people.
It is, and I don't think that's the mentality to have going into it. I think you need to have it as being open. And if you get into a relationship and then it gets serious, well, then that's great. But it doesn't have to be something where, you know, I got to find someone that I have to marry. I mean, because sometimes
some people just don't want to go through life alone.
And sometimes that's one thing, but you can be in a serious committed relationship and you don't have to have paperwork that says you're a married couple, you know?
Yeah, so absolutely. It's married life or single life? Married life or single life? Why? That's our question of the morning. 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Jeff, he says, married, have been blessed twice. He lost his first wife and then got remarried and has been married the second time a long time, too. So, yeah, very, very good for you, Jeff, living a good life.
Absolutely.
Lori, married for 45 years last Saturday. Very happy to be married. Doug says, married, coming up on October 7th, it will be 25 years. So congratulations for all those long marriages out there, too, and people that are happy. But, yeah, some people – I've got a number of friends who, like I said, they never had a desire to get married. One of them I was surprised because she peeled through men like they were going out of style. So I was actually surprised that she's still single heading to 60 pretty darn quick here. She's difficult, though. Like,
there it is.
I love her.
She'd love to be married, but, well, she's a bit difficult.
She did have a boyfriend of, like, 7 years. They lived together, but then that didn't pan out and stuff. But I just think some people are just difficult, and they're hard to sustain long-term relationships with.
And sometimes, I mean, sometimes you know people that they're in, like, a 5-plus-year relationship, and then one of the two is willing to commit and get married, and then the other one is just like, No, just I don't think so.
But sometimes you don't have to. Like if you're committed to another, that's totally.
But sometimes
fine.
When they're younger people, they're always waiting for one or the other to really want to get married or whatever. And then sometimes the next relationship after that one, that's the one that everything falls into place and it falls into place pretty quickly. So.
Yeah, for some people, the marriage really means a lot. They really want a wedding band or whatever, want to be married. And if it's going on too long, then they decide that, this isn't it. I want to be married. So, I get you there. Married life or single life? That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morn, 701-293-9000. You can email us, studio@wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. It is 5:53 again, Central North Dakota, North Central North Dakota, seeing some shower and thunder shower activity. We've got a slight chance we could see some showers here. Dana will be in coming up about 6-ish or so with more details on our forecast. It's partly cloudy, 67 right now, south-southeast winds, 17 miles an hour. Time to check in with WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel. 5:56 Wednesday morning. Thanks for hanging out with us. Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. The guys from Cars Tree Service are going to be joining us at 7:10 this morning. If you have any tree-related questions, make sure you call in. Get your questions answered. First person to call in and ask a question gets a $200 gift card to be used on any treatments from Cars Tree Service. Might be time to do a little tree trimming. Maybe you get a tree that needs to be removed.
Something.
Yeah. Well, and then we just saw the news story, too, earlier this week. All the ash trees in West Fargo in your park over there that they're going to be removed. That was kind of like a bummer story. That's a beautiful park. Logan played baseball there a few times.
Yeah. Young Field is over there, which is a really nice field. And it's got a nice walking path. They built the new, basically, West Fargo baseball training facility over there, which my neighbor was involved with as far as he's involved in West Fargo baseball. He has yet to take me over there, and I got to go check it out, but it's supposed to be pretty nice. But it's one of those things that it's a great park to walk around. There's probably, let's see, there's Young Field, 1, 2, 3. There's probably 6 Little League fields over there. So there's a big walking area to walk around it. And you see people walking, riding bike, rollerblading, whatever around there. A lot of families there in the summertime for little kids' baseball and stuff like that. And just knowing that they got to cut down a bunch of trees. And I mean, if they got emerald ash borer, you know, whatever, I guess, you know, you have to, but it's kind of disappointing. I hope they don't have to take out too many because there's trees kind of on the outside of the path on both sides. So depending on the time of day, you can walk, you know, half the path in the shade, you know what I mean? So I really like that, especially when I go walk Luna over there. That's the place we go walk.
They're taking out I think they're taking out a lot.
Yeah, that's my fear. I didn't go back and I saw that
500 ash trees.
I saw the story pop up on the news on the TVs yesterday, and I didn't go back and look at it. So yeah, I'm hoping it's not devastating, but it could be big.
It's similar to emerald ash borer, similar to I guess what we saw with Dutch elm disease.
Yeah,
what was that, like 90s or something like that?
Probably.
A lot of
the
old trees had to get removed because of that.
Yeah. But if it's a bunch of mature trees, it's gonna be rough.
Because they provide nice shade, and it's like you hate to lose them. They're so pretty, but what do you do? That's just and maybe there's something you can do ahead of time before it gets to the point of emerald ash borer. The guys at Cars Tree Service.
Yeah, and maybe that's the biggest point is that, you know, you got to recognize the signs so that way you can get some type of treatment to fix the issue as opposed to losing these mature trees that provide shade and just makes it a nice atmosphere over there. I mean, don't get me wrong, you can have brand new parks in parts of town that don't have fully mature trees, and they're still nice to walk around. It's a nice area, but there's something about having those big mature trees, and you can hear the wind blowing through the leaves and stuff like that. It's a really nice atmosphere, and so if that half of that goes away, it's going to be pretty much a bummer.
Yeah. So Quincy and Cody will join us from Cars Tree Service coming up 7:10 this morning. Make sure you call in. The experts will be here to answer your questions. Brian Kronk, managing partner of Collins and Kronk, joins us at 7:45 with a market update and insight. Of course, we're at the Congress did not reach agreement on a government shutdown, so a partial government shutdown is underway. We'll talk about some of that with
Brian.
Brian,
how's it only a partial?
Well, because you have to have essential stuff
that's still a government shutdown. Essential employees are there working; they're just not getting paid.
Yeah,
but hopefully this is a short-term one, like maybe maybe it's a week at most.
Well, and it could cause, and if the longer it stretches on, the more issues it can cause.
Yeah, I looked up, I saw a chart the other day, and so the one that I went through in President Trump's first term, it was 35 days. I was thinking it was like around 25 or something like that, but it was actually 35. It started in December of the previous year in 18, or maybe it was 17, going into 18, or 18 going into 19. I forget which year it was specifically. I think it was 18, 19. And that started over like when I was on vacation for Christmas. And then when you came back, everything was still shut down and waited till January 25th before there was finally an agreement on a budget and going forward.
We'll see if that affects the markets. Mm-hmm. I know U.S. Airlines are warning the shutdown may slow down flights. Yep. So they're telling us
less employees.
Yep, air traffic controllers.
There might be a problem with national parks. I mean, there's no funding to pay those employees. Yeah. So that those might be closed unless the state governments decide, like the state of South Dakota, maybe they use their own money to keep Mount Rushmore, et cetera, open, a national monument there. So we'll have to wait and see.
It affects all of us. Mm-hmm. But, we'll find out what it means for the markets and stuff with Brian Cronk coming up 7:45. 6 o'clock, we are WDAY Fargo. 6:03, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki has arrived with a check on our forecast. And some parts of the listening area seeing showers and thundershowers this morning.
Yeah, we've got a few thunderstorms north of Jamestown up through McVille and
Mackville.
Mackville. Yep. What did I say? McVille?
Mackville?
Mackville.
Yes.
They forgot the A. They dropped the A drop.
There isn't one.
The A drop. I know. Jeez, wow. She doesn't get my humor early.
Wrigleyville.
In the morning, does she? So up towards McDonald's. Here, is that better?
Okay.
Is that next to Burger King?
There we go. It is, okay. Yeah. But it is, and then north to Petersburg.
Oh, okay.
So,
there you
know,
go.
We could tie that in. You're hungry this morning, aren't you?
I'm always hungry. I've already eaten something this morning, so.
So there are some showers and thunder showers northwest to northwest of the FM area. Those are moving northward. Could affect areas. It might squeak into Grand Forks. I think a lot of that's going to stay just west of the Forks area. And then we're looking at temperatures. Extremely mild. We're in the mid to upper 60s, and I will double check, but if those temperatures hold for the rest of the morning, that could be a record warm morning low. Mm. We're not going to set a record high today, but that could be a record warm morning low. Mm. And because it's warmer than our actual afternoon highs should be. We're looking
crazy
at temps today, making it up into the mid 80s. It is going to be windy, though. We'll have winds out of the south, 20 to 30, and gusty. And then like a switch, the winds turn off tonight. We'll have light south winds, 5 to about 10. And under partly cloudy skies, we'll drop down to a low in the low 60s. And as we head into Thursday, lighter winds, plenty of sunshine. Thursday's a gorgeous, gorgeous day with highs in the mid-80s and light winds. It doesn't get much better than that with plenty of sunshine. Good day to hit the pool or just run around in the front yard with the sprinkler on. That works, too.
Whatever works for you.
Yeah. Just go over. Hey, go over to Jay Thomas. I don't know if he's got the cover on yet.
Well, he'll probably just knock on the door and say,
Dean said I could use your pool. It's a good pool day.
Well, enjoy it, and then cooler weather.
Well,
then
Friday, we're still in the mid to upper 80s on Friday. Now, will those warm temps hold until the weekend? Like we said yesterday, there's changes around the corner.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about those over the weekend. We do have one nice weekend day, though. I'll give you full details on that coming up here after the bottom of the hour.
And we're into October today, October 1st.
October 1st.
So our days are numbered.
What's that?
Our days are numbered with these beautiful 80-degree
Without
days.
A doubt. In fact, like we've been saying, there's a big pattern change coming next week. The new LRC pattern starts next week as well. So we'll be keeping a very close eye on the changes in the weather pattern and how that will unfold then over the rest of the fall and winter.
I hope it's good news.
Mm-hmm. I we'll see how it unfolds.
Yeah.
But I don't foresee this. I don't foresee us having the trifecta winter back to back to back. It's possible, but it's pretty tough. Although, you know, last fall, we had this record warmth in September, too. That's not saying it's going to bleed into a nice winter like it was last winter, but we did have a pretty quiet October, if I believe, last year, too. I'll double check, but I think it was relatively quiet.
I mean, I was surprised at the one nice winter. And then we had a second one. It's like, for three to happen.
You might as well go for the trifecta.
Exactly. Why not?
I mean, I wouldn't complain. There are some people that would. They're like, no, yeah, we want the
snowmobilers.
Snow removers. Yeah. That's a big business up there.
But I'm not those guys.
No, you're not.
So, I mean, it can be warm. No, that's fine.
They actually work.
Yeah, I know. can't disagree with that.
Good point. Married life or single life? Question of the morning, huh?
What age?
Doesn't matter.
Now.
You.
Well, no, that's a big difference. If you're in your 20s, you're not going to want to get married.
Some people do.
There's some. Yeah, my girls have had Carly got married at, 27? Bailey just got married at 29. But they've had friends that have been married 20, 21.
James has had he's been in so many weddings. He's got enough suits and tie and vest combinations that he can go to anybody's wedding as a paid groomsman.
He could.
Yeah. I mean, just hire James to be one of your groomsmen. He's got the outfit already.
Yeah. Even though I've had, I'm a firm believer of third time is a charm. Even though I've had strike one.
Well, we're waiting on that third time.
Strike one and strike two. Well I'm waiting until I know she'll say yes. Because
question after all she's been through with you already?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Christy, if you're listening.
You're the best.
Now, married life if you're married to the right person, it really can be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got a great partner. You can do stuff together. It's married life is fun. I mean, single life is, again, I think it depends. It really depends
on the person.
It depends on the person and to make sure you get the right person you're going to be with, because you're going to be with them not 24/7, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You better make sure you're compatible and better make sure.
That's why you can't rush it and you can't, settle. Those are two big things.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Because
you settle, like, well, they're fine. Yeah, that's whatever. I mean,
and look what happens.
Yeah, that doesn't go well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It normally.
Yeah, exactly.
So I did ask Christy. I said, sweetheart, you know how I feel about you. Instead of a ring, how about we go, use that money for a lake place? How's that?
How did that go over?
That went over.
She's like we weren't going to get a lake place
that
for $500.
Went over like a lead balloon. $500. That went over like the Led Zeppelin.
6:09, we're going to get your national news in from ABC. Then Big Game James McCarty has your WDAY Radio Sports. 6:14, coming up 6:56 this morning, Flatland Music Flashback, brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. We're going to be showcasing this composer. He became a new director of the U.S. Marine Corps Band way back in 1880, and one of his marches was named National March of the United States back in 1987. Find out who it is and what march it is coming up in Flatland Music Flashback right around 6:56. Big Game James McCarty's arrived now with your WDAY Radio Sports.
North Dakota High School Girls Golf State Tournament yesterday saw West Fargo Cheyenne run away with the state championship, defeating Mandan by 41 shots, and that Mandan was in second place. So, I mean, an absolute domination by the Mustangs. Congratulations to them. And as they win the team championship, Mandan in second, Red River third, Shanley fourth, and Fargo Davies rounded out the top five. Individually, Zoe Keane, she overcame a four-shot deficit in the second round to force an overtime hole with Rose Solberg, and then Keane from West Fargo Cheyenne would end up winning the state championship. Rose Solberg from Davies gets second, Alexis Fabian from Red River third, Ella Spidell of Red River fourth, and Ava Keane from Cheyenne rounds out the top five. North Dakota High School Volleyball last night, West Fargo Horse defeats Red River in four sets, north over south in a sweep, but it was a total of 8 points separating those three sets. Fargo Davies defeats West Fargo High in a five-setter, 15-12 in that fifth set. West Fargo Cheyenne over Grand Forks Central in straight sets. Mayport CG ended up defeating Central Cass in a five-setter, a reverse sweep. They pulled off 15-7 in that fifth set. Kindred swept Wahpeton. In Minnesota, Dilworth, Glendon, and Felton sweeping Moorhead High. Detroit Lakes falls to Ricori in a five-setter, 15-11 in that final set. Barnesville sweeps Wadena, or was swept by Wadena Deer Creek, excuse me. They fall in that one, the Trojans. Holly ends up sweeping East Grand Forks. Park Christian defeats Rosse in four sets, and Pelican Rapids taking down Hillcrest Lutheran in a three-set matchup. Minnesota Wild defeating the Winnipeg Jets in a preseason matchup Tuesday night. Jesper Valstad would end up saving 26 of the 28 shots he faced in net. Matt Boldy, Marcus Foligno, and Kirill Kaprizov each scoring in the win. Wild wrap up preseason play on Friday night in Chicago against the Blackhawks. It'll be preseason game 6 of 6. And as well yesterday, the Wild and Kaprizov, they come to an agreement on an NHL record, an 8-year, $136 million contract extension that'll keep him in a Wild sweater through the 2033-2034 season. It's an average annual value of right about $17 million per season once that takes effect next season. Additionally, the Minnesota Vikings making a move to add offensive lineman Matt Waletzko to the practice squad. He is a graduate of North Dakota, so he's a former UND Fighting Hawk. He, a Minnesota native, he was a fifth-round pick by the Cowboys in 2022, appeared in 11 career games so far without making a start. And the Vikings, in a corresponding move, had to cut wide receiver Tim Jones in that one. But the Vikings currently down multiple starters, and they've had a lot of injuries in the offensive line. They had to do something, so they go out and they add the former University of North Dakota starting offensive lineman to fill a bit of that void. And as well, we're going to have tonight primetime sports at 6:30. Jason and I, we will have a conversation for the first time with Fargo Forest goaltender coach Hake Johnson. Our first conversation with him, talking some goaltenders and previewing that home opener on Saturday evening for the Fargo Force. Additionally, the rest of the week we have on WDAY Radio High School Football Friday night, Moorhead High, the Spuds take on Eden Prairie on the road at 6 p.m. kickoff with Eric Knutson on the call. And Cobber Football will have homecoming against St. Scholastic on Saturday at 1 p.m. with Larry Knutson on the call for that one. Over on our sister station, The Flag, a Friday night matchup under the lights with the top two teams in the state of North Dakota at the 3A level. Shanley hosting Fargo Davies in the 25th Street rivalry. A 7 p.m. kickoff with Jason on the call for that one. And then on Saturday, you have Dragon Football returning home to Moorhead to battle Minot State for homecoming at 11 a.m. pregame and a noon kickoff for that matchup.
I see my Indiana Fever got knocked out last night. Darn it.
Hey, you know what? To not have your best player and arguably a top three player in the league on your roster for the last basically 2 months of the season.
Yeah.
To not only make a playoff spot, but also to push the conference to the conference semifinals and go to that final game of the semis, that's pretty darn impressive.
I guess.
You know what? I mean, it went to overtime. They pushed 100 points, and Vegas just ended up edging them out.
Vegas is a great team. They got Asia Wilson, the MVP of the league there. I mean, it'll be a good series between Vegas and Phoenix, but since my team is out, I don't care as much.
Me too. I'm out. I'm out. Indiana's my team.
Yeah. I mean, they had overcome an 8-point deficit in the fourth quarter to even force overtime.
Yeah. They were right there. I know it was at the half. It was like a 2-point game, so they were right there. But, that's how playoffs work, you know. I mean, it'll be different because next year we got, two teams coming online, and then do we skip a year in 20? No, next year be 26. Do we do 27, 28, 29 for the next three? Or is there a break before we add the
three? I thought there was a one-year gap.
Yeah. It should be a one-year gap.
Because in 1 year you add
28, 29, and 30 will add Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia, so we'll get three more teams online. So the roster for a team like the Lynx might get not necessarily watered down, but you might lose a key player here or there. So the Lynx had just a fantastic year. Just couldn't get it done in the playoffs.
Voting is closed for Fat Bear Week. We have a winner.
All right.
32.
Fatbear.com.
Was it honey?
No, it was 32 chunk. They should have called him chunk. Katmai National Park Bear won the fan-voted contest. More than 96,000 votes, beating the runner-up bear number 856, whatever that is.
Oh, they didn't even give bear number 856 a name? That's lame.
No. Chunk packed on the pounds, despite having a broken jaw, they say likely from a fight as bears fatten up on salmon ahead of hibernation. Mm. So there you go if you were into that and voting on that. Imagine being a celebrity and you want to go out to dinner with your entourage. And the restaurant that you go to says, oh, sorry, you needed a reservation. We don't have room for you. Happened in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We'll tell you who the celebrity is and what restaurant it is coming up next. 623, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Bonnie Amistadi, Jace Denman and you, the guys from Cars Tree Service. Quincy and Cody will be joining us at 710 this morning. If you have any tree-related questions, that's the time to get them answered. First person to call in with a question wins a $200 gift card to be used on any treatments from Cars Tree Service. Jace is big into comedians, I know.
Oh, yeah.
This guy's a comedian, also has done acting. Rob Schneider.
Okay, yeah.
He was down in Sioux Falls, had a show last Friday, I guess, at the Washington Pavilion. Afterwards, he wanted to get something to eat. So he and a group of friends stopped by a restaurant downtown. It must be fancy.
What's it called?
Post from Chef Lance's on Phillips. Lance's on Phillips? Phillips? Phillips, maybe? I'm not sure. It's weird. It says,
well,
according
Phillips, I think, is one of the streets down there, if I'm not mistaken.
It says, according to a Facebook post from Chef Lance's on Phillips. Maybe it's called Chef Lance's.
Maybe it's called Lance's on Phillips.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, Rob Schneider and his group of six friends stopped by the downtown restaurant. I guess it's a hopping place. You need a reservation.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So they told him, I'm sorry, we are completely full. They didn't accommodate just because he was a celebrity.
Well, I mean, especially if at the time that they got there, the place is full, all the tables are taken. I mean, you can't just kick somebody out.
You know, otherwise, it might be a repeat customer.
Or they said that, you know, maybe they just simply said that we don't have any open tables right now. You're gonna have to wait. So.
That is the name of it, Chef Lance's on Phillips. It's in downtown Sioux Falls. It looks like. Looks pretty swanky there.
Yeah.
But what they did, and I thought this was really cool, you know, they're good competitors, it looks like. They suggested that they go over to the Ironwood Steakhouse. We sent them over to our good friends at Ironwood Steakhouse. Thankfully, they were able to accommodate the group. So that's cool.
Yeah.
The restaurant added a humorous takeaway on their Facebook. The moral of the story is, even if you're Rob Schneider, if you don't have a reservation on a Friday or Saturday night, you're not likely to get a table.
Well, and that's, you know, some of the fancier places. I mean, you just simply have to have a reservation. I mean, there's nothing wrong with showing up there and seeing if they got a table
for you.
And
they probably didn't know.
And, you know, well,
reservations,
yeah.
You know.
You know, and it's one of those things where if you show up and they've got space, you know, they'll try and fit customers in. But normally there's certain, you know, higher end places that you have to have a reservation. I mean, that's just, you can't make exceptions all the time just because someone's famous. I mean, I think that always kind of irritates just a average Joe like myself.
Well, yeah, because
you know?
Your average Joe might be a repeat customer who goes and eats at your restaurant, you know, a couple times a month or something
like
that. So you don't want to make them mad. It looks like everything was handled well. And and then they went down the street or wherever it is to Ironwood Steakhouse and had dinner there. So they handled it very well. I like that.
Yeah.
I know in our news, we have a story that COVID cases in North Dakota are up. Not only in North Dakota, the CDC says cases are spiking in both North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Vermont, Delaware, New Jersey, and New York. It's some kind of XFG variant, also known as Stratus is what they call it. Looks like people can experience brain fog, nausea, chest tightness, scratchy throat, in addition to fatigue, fever, and dry cough associated with COVID. So,
fun.
Yeah, well, and if you believe in vaccines and you want to get vaccinated, you might want to take care with that many cases here in the region. There's been hundreds and hundreds of cases. I'll find our local story here that I read at 5 o'clock that Chris Larson had put together. It was in the week ending August, 130 new cases were reported, and now the first 3 weeks of September, there were more than 300 cases. That's just in North Dakota.
New cases of COVID?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Part of being able to be on the transplant list and be able to get a transplant, I didn't even know they had an RSV vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
They had that. They had the flu vaccine, the COVID vaccine. That was all required to be able to get the transplant.
I think the RSV has been around for a long time now already for children, but I think the elderly population, I think they've been in your elderly.
Well, more so
health challenged,
more so a compromised immune system
yeah.
As opposed to elderly.
You know what? If you can get
but
that
I'm more ill than I used to be.
You don't want to get sick.
No, and I mean, there's just simple things like a cut, a scratch or something like that. There are certain things that normally would go away in a couple of days when
everything was running 100% on my immune system. And now certain things like a blemish, a scrape or something like that, it takes a lot longer for it to go away. It's a, it's kind of annoying because you're like, why is this taking so long to go away? But when you literally take medicine to suppress your immune system, so that way your immune system doesn't go and attack a heart that didn't come with the whole package to begin with. Yeah. You have to do what you have to do. And I've reduced those medications, but still, I mean, I joke with even my daughter. I'm just like, you got a cold? Well, don't bring it around me.
Yeah, you don't want to catch it.
Because anything. Maybe the next time I catch a cold or something like that, maybe it'll be minor and it won't be that big of a deal. But right now, I'm still paranoid about it.
And it can be worse because you have health conditions. Yeah.
And when COVID happened the first time, I mean, you saw the differences in my household where, now granted, I was a government employee, so I did get the vaccine and I didn't have any problem with the vaccine, didn't have any problem with COVID then either, because I'm pretty sure that we had it in our house because my daughter was confirmed that she had it. My other daughter, she was maybe run down for a day and she was back to normal health. My wife, on the other hand, it took a couple of weeks to get over it, you know?
People are affected differently. Mm-hmm. There's different strains. I mean, we had some real bad ones at the beginning and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, if, you know, you're elderly, you're immunocompromised, whatever, you might want to think about getting a COVID-19 shot if you have not had one, because like I said, cases are spiking in many states, including right here in the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin.
Yeah. So make sure you take care of yourself more than anything. And obviously, if you're sick yourself, I mean, it wouldn't be the worst thing for you guys to maybe put a mask on and not spread it to everybody.
But yeah, like I said earlier last week or whatever, that I've been seeing a lot of people complaining about being sick and so much stuff going around locally in local chat rooms, but maybe that's some of what's going around is the COVID
and
that people have been sick.
Yeah, and that's why I say the people that are sick should wear the mask, that when they cough or whatever, they don't spread germs everywhere. So
stay home if you're sick too.
Yeah, that's always the best thing. I mean, you hate a lot
Nobody wants to catch what you have.
Well, exactly. And there's a lot of times people think that, oh, I'm not that sick. I can go to work. But, you know, sometimes it affects other people that you're around by getting them sick.
You have to think of others. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It is 6:30. 6:33, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki will have our forecast coming up quick. But we've got Darwin from Sioux Falls on the line. We were just talking about Rob Schneider and his entourage weren't able to eat at a restaurant because they didn't have a reservation. Darwin, you were at that restaurant. Tell us about it.
Yeah, he's such a cool guy. We went to his performance at 7 o'clock, the Washington Pavilion. Then we went up there. But, yeah, he had like six people with him. But he didn't. When they told him we're full, we can't get you in, and we offered him the Ironwood Steakhouse, he was so cool about it. He's worth the price of admission.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, because some celebrities might throw a temper tantrum if they were turned away,
exactly.
Like thinking that they're better than that.
I've seen Bonnie throw temper tantrums here in Fargo when she can't get a restaurant. So you are correct, Bonnie, on that.
Was the Ironwood Steakhouse kind of on par with Chef Lance's on Phillips?
Yeah, but Chet Lance is really, he's a culinary expert over here in Sioux Falls, and he really does some unique things. So I think they got treated very well over in Sioux Falls.
Oh, I love to hear that. How long has Chef Lance has been around?
Oh, he was actually the executive chef out at our signature airport, our private airport, and he moved downtown about 7 years ago. Yeah, he's done really well.
All right, if we want to check it out, make a reservation, it sounds like.
Please do. Please do.
Darwin, okay, thanks for listening, and thanks for calling in. We appreciate that.
Have a great morning.
Yeah, you too. That's good to hear that he was a good guy about it, even though he's a celebrity and they had to turn him away. Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki now with a check on our forecast.
See, gas station robbery this morning, huh?
Yeah, looks like over in Moorhead, our partners at Valley News Live are reporting. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, let's see. What do we got for weather-wise here? We've got some showers and thunderstorms on radar right now north of Jamestown, about McHenry through Petersburg. Mcville is seeing a thunderstorm in your area, and that's all moving northward. And some of those are packing a little punch with some heavy rain this morning, but that's not going to affect the FM area. That could squeeze into the Grand Forks area, but I think it's even going to stay just west of Grand Forks as well. So those areas experiencing a little bit of activity this morning. Then we'll see a break as we head through the afternoon. And then a few more showers pop up, random hit and miss storms possible late today. only about a 20% chance going into early tonight. Other than that, the main thing is going to be windy. We're looking at very windy conditions throughout the day today, 20 to 30 out of the south and gusting even higher at times with highs in the mid-80s. So a pretty high fire danger out there as well. So for our ag community, you know, a lot of, a lot of activity going on. So please, please be careful with that. But like a switch, the winds turn off tonight, and we're dropping down to a low in the low 60s with south winds only about 5 to 10 under partly cloudy skies. And again, an isolated evening shower or thunder shower possible. And then sunshine and the pick day of the week, I'd have to say Thursday, although yesterday was a pretty nice day. Thursday's going to be really nice, light winds and plenty of sunshine, 86 for a high. And then Friday, 87, Saturday, 87. I wouldn't be surprised one of those 2 days, probably Friday, if we come a little closer to 90.
Really?
Wow. Played a little conservative for now, but I wouldn't be surprised at all. And then Saturday night into Sunday, storm system comes our way, bringing us showers and thunderstorms. And then highs fall off into the low to mid 60s on Sunday. And then we're in the upper 50s to near 60 for highs early next week.
Oh, that'll get your attention.
That, yeah, morning lows nice and crisp in the mid-30s.
I like it, though.
Yeah.
Except if you forget a jacket on those mornings, that's not fun.
No, it's just a quick run from the vehicle into the building.
Or put your jacket in your vehicle now so you have one.
So you're prepared.
Exactly. I always keep extra in there just in case.
Yeah, but enjoy this summer weather. It's gone after this. A big pattern change starts next week. We're going to start off, I see the potential for even colder air mass to come in between the 10th and the 15th. We've got the storm this weekend, and then we've got another one around the 10th, and then we go into a chilly northwest flow out of Canada, it looks like. So say goodbye to these 80s. They're history.
It's been nice while they've lasted.
Hey,
right?
It's a full week. Yeah. You can't ask for much more than
week
that.
Week and a half, really.
It has. Week and a half, no doubt.
All right, 6:38. We're going to get your national news in from ABC. Check in with the American Ag Network and Big Game James McCarty has your WDAY Radio Sports. 6:43, Big Game James McCarty's here with your WDAY Radio Sports.
Minnesota Wild edged out the Jets in preseason play last night, 3-2. Jesper Wallstedt. He would save 26 to 28 shots that he faced in net. Matt Boldy, Marcus Foligno, and Kirill Kaprizov each scoring in that one. They'll have their sixth and final preseason game on Friday night when they go to Chicago to take on the Blackhawks, a 7 p.m. puck drop in that one. North Dakota High School Girls Golf State Tournament, day number 2 at the Fargo Country Club, saw West Fargo Cheyenne win the state championship as a team. Congratulations to them. They defeated Mandan by 41 strokes for that first that championship. Mandan in second, Red River third, Shanley fourth, and running out of the top five was Fargo Davies. West Fargo Cheyenne's Zoe Keene individually would overcome a four-shot deficit against Rose Solberg of Fargo Davies, forcing a playoff hole where Keene would end up winning the state championship. Solberg finishes in second, and then in third and fourth, you had a pair from Red River in Alexis Fabian and Ella Spidell. In fifth place, Ava Keene rounded out that top five. High school volleyball in the EDC last night. West Fargo Horace defeats Grand Forks Red River in four sets. Fargo North sweeping Fargo South. Davies edged out West Fargo High in a five-setter. Cheyenne over Grand Forks Central in straight sets. And then a couple other North Dakota scores. Mayport CG down to Central Cass in a five-setter. Kindred swept Wahpeton. In Minnesota, you had Dilworth Glendon Felton sweeping Moorhead High. Detroit Lakes falling to Ricori in five sets. Barnesville ends up being swept by Wadena Deer Creek. Holly sweeps East Grand Forks. Park Christian defeats Rossley in four sets. And Pelican Rapids taking down Hillcrest Lutheran in a three-set matchup. Tonight, we're going to have primetime sports as we'll be joined by Hank Johnson. He's the goaltender's coach for the Fargo Force. And we'll talk some goaltending. We'll also preview the home opener this weekend against Sioux City on Saturday night at 6:05. The rest of the week on our family of stations, you look towards Moorhead High football at Eden Prairie. On Friday night at 6 p.m. with Larry Knutson on the call here on WDAY Radio. Then on Saturday, Cobber football is going to be in Moorhead for homecoming against St. Scholastica. 1 p.m. kickoff with Larry Knutson on the call for that one as well. Jason and I, the rest of the week, will be on our sister station, The Flag, with a top two matchup in North Dakota at the 3A level. Shanley hosting Fargo Davies in the 25th Street Rivalry at 7 p.m. on Friday night, the kickoff. And then on Saturday, Minnesota State Moorhead, the Dragons, return home to Nemzik Stadium to host Minot State for homecoming, an 11 a.m. pregame and a noon kickoff for that matchup. in Moorhead. Sports This Hour brought to you by Prairie Supply. Contact the concrete experts at Prairie Supply, the contractor's headquarters. For more info, go to prairiesupply.com. And additionally, we'll have up at 8 a.m. here this morning our weekly Third Drop Coffee Coach's Corner podcast with Copper Football Head Coach Terry Horan, Spud Football Head Coach Kevin Feeney. Our very own Greg Bird does the hosting of it each and every week. Look for that podcast up on WDAYRadioNow.com underneath the podcast tab. Thank you to our sponsors, Third Drop Coffee in Moorhead, Cambridge Foss Concrete, and Brady Service Center for making it possible. This week's podcast, about 33 minutes in total, talking through some of the injuries, the excitement of the season, and also how both teams are preparing for a tough upcoming stretch here in the middle stages of the regular season.
All right, big game James McCarty with your WDAY Radio Sports 646. Police in a town in Rhode Island say an elusive goat spotted multiple times remains on the loose.
Nice goat.
They did find a donkey, though. They didn't find the goat. This goat's been even broken into a house.
Well, I wanted to say something I couldn't say.
Why?
On air.
Why did they find a donkey? What does that have to do with
it? I have no idea. How
they just
threw
that in the story.
Yeah,
he'd never been in
search
of a. We're
looking for a goat. We found a donkey.
Yeah,
aren't we doing well?
Must have animals running around.
Just
all over
random,
this place.
Just random farm animals running around Rhode Island.
It's probably like a rural Gloucester, probably a rural town.
Gloucester, Rhode Island.
Yeah, I guess
just
so.
North of Boston.
They've been trying to round up this goat for weeks, and they say
it's a wily goat.
Haven't found him yet, but we did apprehend a loose donkey.
Did somebody call in the loose donkey? That's what I want to know. Or they just randomly found a donkey? It's like, donkey. Hey, we got a donkey over here. What's going on?
It was casually strolling down the middle of a road.
Was there a green ogre behind it?
They don't say
donkey!
That. They say, don't worry. It's not to be confused with the fugitive goat. We're still looking for that. Totally different animal.
Fugitive goat? It sounds like the goat was up to no good.
Well, he broke into a house.
Well.
Probably hit the windows out with his horns or something like that.
Maybe he's got an accomplice somewhere. Maybe there's some dude that got out of there with a stolen VCR.
It's pretty slippery. They haven't been able to find him for weeks.
Well, he's a wily goat.
Just settle for second best. Settle for a donkey and call it good.
I don't think that's the same, though.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Donkey's just like, leave me alone. I'm just going to sit here and I'm not going to move.
Tell me he's evaded cameras for weeks.
Yeah.
All the cameras in today's society, even in the woods, all the trail cams.
Yeah. I guess.
As days and weeks passed, the goat remained on the loose.
Maybe
what were local authorities to do to find the escaped goat?
Stay tuned, right?
Dun, dun, dun.
Maybe there's a raccoon helping them, you know?
Probably.
A fugitive raccoon helping them avoid all those cameras.
And there's a fox that gets in there, steals the things, and gets out quickly.
The plot thickens.
Are you sure this is not a movie, a Pixar movie or something?
It sounds like it, but no. All right, Flatland Music Flashback coming up 6:56, brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. We're going to give you a disco version of the Star Wars theme. That and more coming up Flatland Music Flashback. We're heading back to the American Ag Network shortly.
It was on this date in 1981, this band was forced to cancel short their tour after their drummer injured his hand by putting his hand through a window. We'll find out what band that was and what year that was coming up next in Flatland Music Flashback.
Time for Flatland Music Flashback, Flatland Guitar Music Store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs.
Man, the remix of this one that they did back in the 70s is pretty awesome. Mm. You know the words to this one?
Yeah, all of them.
In 1880, John Philip Sousa became the new director of the U.S. Marine Corps Band. The American composer and conductor wrote a lot of marches that we still hear today, including The Stars and Stripes Forever.
Liberty Bell, Semper Fidelis, the official march of the U.S. Marine Corps. In 1987, Congress officially named The Stars and Stripes Forever as the National March of the United States.
In 1965... Bob Dylan appeared at Carnegie Hall along with his new touring band made up of Robbie Robertson, Garth Hudson, Rick Danko, Richard Manuel, and LaVon Helm. They were simply to be known as The Band.
Indeed. The Band is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Canadian Music Hall of Fame.
Get oot!
Yep. They make Rolling Stone's list of 100 greatest artists of all time.
It's kind of cool. It's very 1970s.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm not your father. In 1977, Miko started a two-week run at number one with a disco version of the Star Wars theme.
He also had hit with disco versions of Close Encounters, Wizard of Oz, and The Empire Strikes Back.
We're going to have to sample those later. Yeah. 1981. The Pretenders were forced to cancel the last leg of a U.S. tour after drummer Martin Chambers put his hand through a window, which cut a bunch of tendons and arteries.
Yeah, it took him weeks to recover. Back on the Chain Gang, their biggest hit in the U.S., it reached number five and stayed there for 3 weeks.
Did you confirm that this was his name that he was going by at the time?
At that time,
okay,
yeah.
I know him as John Cougar Mellencamp. Some know him as just John Mellencamp. But in 1982, he went by John Cougar, and he went to number one on both the U.S. album and singles chart with the album American Fool and the single Jack and Diane.
He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Having a birthday, Martin Cooper from the English electronic music band Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, or better known as OMD. He is 66. If You Leave hit number four in the Billboard charts in 1986, it was part of the Pretty in Pink soundtrack.
Great tune, soundtrack. If you're having a birthday today, happy birthday to you too. Quincy and Cody from Cars Tree Service. Joining us in 10 minutes, if you have any tree-related questions, that will be the time to ask them. First person to call in with a question will get a $200 gift card to be used on any treatment from Cars Tree Service. 7 o'clock, we are WDAY Fargo. 7:03, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is here with our forecast, throwing a curveball with wind. We haven't seen the wind this past week
and a half. Hang on to that toupee today. If you don't have enough glue on that baby.
It's going to be down in Wapiton.
It will be. No, it'll be up in Grand Forks.
Oh, it's going that way?
The south wind, yeah.
Watch for it, please.
Yeah, watch.
It belongs to Dean.
I need it back real bad. We're looking at very windy conditions today. Gusting over 30 much of the day. We do have some showers and thunderstorms on radar right now from about McHenry up through Petersburg, moving northward. Most of that staying west of the Grand Forks area, but again, could see some brief heavy rain in some of those areas, but the FM area should stay dry this morning. And we're going to top out today a windy 85 with those south winds, as I said, gusting over 30. The wind machine shuts off tonight. Winds go light out of the south, and we'll drop down to a low in the low 60s. And for Thursday, that's the pick day of the week. If you got a day to play hooky, tomorrow is the day. 86, light winds out of the south, southwest, and plenty of sunshine. Then Friday, we're looking at temperatures in the upper 80s, both Friday and Saturday. And then a system will bring a cold front through the area and showers on Sunday. Widespread rain to our west. Bismarck up to Grand Forks, those areas could see an inch plus. I think maybe about a quarter inch here in the FM area, so not as much. And then temps in the 60s on Sunday, and then the start off next week, highs in the upper 50s to near 60 with morning lows in the 30s.
Chili and soup season has arrived.
Yes, enjoy the 80s this week. Yeah. I don't see them returning for a long stretch like this. Okay. Although there's a lot of questions after mid-October, we could start to kind of warm things back up into the 60s and 70s again.
I like that.
So we'll see how that pans out. But we do have some, after the cool down next week, around the 10th of October, seeing signs, multiple signs of a storm system and then much colder, a quick punch of very cold air following that. We'll see how that pans out. That's still a good 10 days away.
All right. Weather this hour brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. It's 7:05. We're going to get your national news in from ABC. Big Game James McCarty has your WDAY Radio Sports. And then Quincy and Cody from Cars Tree Service will be joining us. If you have any tree-related questions, be sure you call in and ask. 701-293-9000. They also have a $200 gift card they'll be giving away to our first caller. James getting offended over his height. I wonder if it's a job requirement. You've got to be tall to work for Cars Tree Service.
That way you
service.
Don't have to use the ladder on the lower branches, I think. That's the deal.
Quincy and Cody are towering over little Jimmy.
Yeah, it's nice when you have a bucket that goes 10 feet in the air, but you can reach 20 feet up,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like a bunch of giraffes around here. Golly, I can't believe you just said that I was wearing heels.
Technically.
Your cowboy boots have heels.
Yeah, you could just say boots. Just call it that. Just leave it at that. That's, golly, now I got people over here trying to see like how much height I am actually. I'm not even going to get into it actually because I don't need people to tell me I'm wrong about my own height. North Dakota High School Girls Golf State Championship yesterday afternoon. You saw in the team division, West Fargo Cheyenne wins the title. They actually defeated Mandan, who finished second by 41 strokes. They were tremendous over that two-day tournament at the Fargo Country Club. Grand Forks Red River in third, Shanley fourth, and Davies rounds out the top five. West Fargo Cheyenne's Zoe Keene in the individual portion of the tournament, she overcame a four-shot deficit to tie Fargo Davies' Rose Solberg, and then she would win in a playoff hole in third. And so Zoe Keene wins the state championship, Rose Solberg from Davies in second. Alexis Fabian and Ella Spidell, respectively, third and fourth from Red River. Ava Keene of Cheyenne finishes in fifth. High school volleyball last night saw West Fargo Horace defeat Red River in four sets, North sweeping South. Davies edged out West Fargo High in a five-set matchup. Cheyenne over Grand Forks Central in straight sets. Mayport CG pulls a reverse sweep on Central Cass, dropping the first two sets and winning in five. Kindred sweeps Wahpeton in Minnesota. Dilworth, Glenn, and Felton had their way with Moorhead sweeping the Spuds. Detroit Lakes fall into Ricori in a five-setter. Barnesville was swept by Wadena Deer Creek. Holly sweeps East Grand Forks. Park Christian defeats Rosse in four sets. And Pelican Rapids taking down Hillcrest Lutheran in a three-set matchup. As we round out sports here this hour tonight, primetime sports at 6:30. Jason and I joined by Fargo Force goaltenders coach Hank Johnson as we preview the home opener and talk some goaltending. Sports this hour brought to you by Sun Electric, deeply rooted in the Midwest with a reputation built on performance. That's Sun Electric. Have an electrical problem? They have the power to solve it online at sunelectricnd.com.
7-Eleven, we've got Quincy and Cody from Cars Tree Service joining us in studio. If you have any tree-related questions, now's time to get them answered by the experts. 701-293-9000. First person to call in with a question to make sure it's good. No.
An actual question.
First person to call in with a question, they're going to give you guys a $200 gift certificate to Cars Tree Service. You can use it on any emerald ash borer, any kind of treatments or fertilizer treatments. Good morning to the two of you.
Morning.
Morning.
Quincy's an expert. Cody, are you a little nervous coming in this morning?
A little bit.
He was the one that called in about James's deer story. He was the one that poked James to wake him up.
Yeah, that's true. James, yeah. You're the reason why James had a successful deer hunt.
Yep. Yeah, I had the privilege to put Hames on his first deer. It was a good time.
There you go. Very cool.
That was a thing that James had to make sure that he had sent me that interview about getting his first deer when I was in Minneapolis. So he made sure that I heard that interview, and obviously, you know, Cody probably should get more credit than he did for the deer.
All right. Well, we've got a couple of callers already in line. We're going to take our first caller here. Good morning. Who is this, and do you have a question for Quincy and Cody?
Yeah.
Go ahead. They're listening.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay. What is your question for Quincy and Cody?
Not a question. Bump to Cars Tree Service. I've had them service my trees a few times, and some neighbors and my son, and they did a marvelous job.
Oh, that's nice of you to call in and tell them that.
Awesome. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Thanks,
guys.
Yeah. Well, since he didn't ask a question, we'll go to line.
It has
that
to
was
be
very
in the
nice
form of
him.
A question.
No, that was very nice of him to pass that along. We will go to the next line. Good morning. Who is this? And do you have a question for the guys from Cars Tree Service? Hi, Aaron. What is your question?
Yeah, so you're saying it was you had a lot more growth this year than you had in other years? Is that right? Okay. You're looking to like reduce the height of the trees? Yeah, so in generally speaking, we try to recommend against topping or doing any sort of crown reduction or reducing the height of any trees. There are some instances where that could be recommended or necessary. But in general, we want the positives of taking the height down to outweigh the negative effects. Because whenever you top a tree, you are cutting off a lot of its energy sources, and it really struggles. And oftentimes when you do top a tree, it kind of goes into a panic mode, and you'll see these shooters grow even faster and more rapidly up because they're like, oh, I don't have a way to get energy. I need to, these sprouts will come up as kind of a defense mechanism. So the one thing I would say, if you do have to top it or reduce the height at all, make sure you go back to a a central leader, don't just cut it like a flat top haircut. You want to go down to a lateral branch where that can kind of subordinate that to a different limb, if that makes sense. But yeah, the main thing is we want the benefits of that to outweigh the negative effects, but something we could definitely take a look at with you. And
if you want the guys to come over and check it out, you just won yourself a $200 gift certificate from Cars Tree Service, Aaron, and I've written your number down that you can pick up at our studios here. Okay, and you know where we're located? All right, we got your name on the gift card from Cars Tree Service. Congratulations. You bet.
All right, so going back to that topic, Quincy, so obviously I'm not obviously experienced in trees or anything, but normally I would think you would not want to obviously top a tree. But at the same time, if you've got a number of branches and maybe they're sticking out kind of wide, do you selectively prune some of those branches, or can you simply, like if you've got a fairly long branch, can you cut that down, maybe not necessarily in half, but can you reduce it just on that branch itself and kind of tailor it in a little bit?
Yeah. The biggest thing is talking about topping versus a proper crown reduction.
Right.
You can do a crown reduction with the entire canopy, or you can do that with just a specific lead as well. What the best way to describe that without showing you a picture or something would be, I mean, you're going to have...
I'm a visual learner.
Yeah, a lot of different laterals coming off of a main stem.
Uh-huh.
Taking that back to a lateral where that tree can continue to grow and source energy rather than just cutting it, where a lot of times people will want to just cut it and then they leave a what's called a stub.
Yeah.
That stub's going to promote decay and then start spreading throughout the tree. It just doesn't give it a good way to heal itself. And then
We talked about it before. Like if you cut off a branch, especially like a major branch, do you guys still put that black kind of tar or stuff on it, or is it just fine the way it is when you cut off a big branch?
As long as you do a proper collar cut, no pruning paint is recommended. That used to be a fairly common practice back in the day, but now it's really not. It's said that it actually interferes with its natural ability to heal itself.
Okay. Now, you don't normally top a lot of trees or have a lot of crown reduction, do you? It seems like most pruning and things for trees is usually from, you know, the sidewalk up to kind of, you know, where walking level is. I've seen that a lot of times in my neighborhood where trees get trimmed, the boulevard trees, so that way people can, you know, effectively walk without having to duck branches and things like that.
Yeah, we only really do topping or reducing the height when we absolutely have to.
Yeah.
Storm damaged trees can be a good example where half the tree fell down and you have one lead sticking up like a wind sail that could get caught in the wind again, like something like that. We could do a crown reduction, or of course on the power line side of things. That's just there. We have no other option at that point.
No, and you see those kind of more downtown. I'm sure you guys probably did a bunch of them where you see those trees and power lines, telephone lines kind of run right through them, and you kind of basically got to split them, you might say.
Yeah,
so you have that room
as they grow.
Yeah
exactly.
What kind of thing, we're colder weather is here now, we're heading into the winter season, what kinds of things would Cars Tree Service recommend are good things to get done this time of year?
Good time to think about winter pruning. We can generally prune most trees all year round, but if we're going to be doing a major surgery or major pruning, we want to do that in the winter when the trees are dormant. So good time to get that scheduled in the wintertime. We work all year round. It's also a good time if we're going to do a larger removal in someone's backyard or we want to minimize yard damage. Say if it's something we need to get some big heavy trucks in the backyard, good time to do that when the ground's frozen to minimize effects on the lawn.
There you go.
Cody's one of your foremen over at Cars Tree Service.
You guys are looking for more people to add to your company. And Cody, obviously, I think I would ask you, what's a good reason or why do you want to work for Cars Tree Service? You've been there for a while now, correct?
Yeah, I think I've been over there a little over 5 years now. And I like just being able to work outdoors.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it gets kind of tough on those super hot days and those super cold days, but most often than not, the weather's actually pretty nice to be there. And you're working 4/10, so you get most Fridays off, so it's an easy way to get overtime, too. Just you have to work that Friday.
Mm-hmm. And you got a good crew of guys or gals you're working with, good camaraderie?
Yeah. Yeah, we got a good group of guys around there. And yeah, it's normally no shortage of good times, I guess.
You know, same with me, James, and Chase. We have a good time at work.
Yeah, but we don't have chainsaws involved.
No, you guys aren't allowed to have chainsaws. But, I mean, That's half the fun when you're coworkers and you can have fun together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a really solid group of guys in, out of our wood division. Definitely looking to add a couple more for the winter season. But I think if you'd ask most people, they generally enjoy their job. They like working outside, have good relationships, and it's it's a great place to work for sure.
Well, he left for a while and came back, so That speaks volumes too, right?
They always come back.
There you go. And how do our listeners get a hold of you? Somebody maybe is looking for a job and they're thinking, hey, that'd be kind of a fun company to go work for. How do they find you at Cars Tree Service?
You can check us out on social media or check out our website. It's carstreeservice.com. That's cars with two R's. Could either get you in touch with a consulting arborist in your area or fill out an application. Or just give us a call to get more info.
Very good. Quincy, thanks for coming in. Cody, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Thanks for
having me. Thanks,
guys. You bet. It is 721, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio, your farm data. Who owns it? WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel will let us know next.
723, we head out to the farm with Ag Director Bridget Riedel. How are you doing this morning, Bridget?
Fabulous. How are you?
We are at Peachy Keen over here.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're feeling very positive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yesterday, Jace had a question for me about pulse crops. Now, I sort of stumbled through it, and silly me, that was my fault. What I should have said was, hold on, let me go look a little more closely. So I did. So when we call it a pulse crop, I was thinking it had way more to do with the fact like a soybean produces its own nitrogen, etc. No, the reason we call them pulse crops is because they're the edible seeds of the plant in the legume family. So dry beans like pintos, black turtles, navies, dry peas, chickpeas, cowpeas, pigeon peas, lentils, vetches, lupins, and more are considered pulses. So there you go. I went and found it for us.
Why do they use the term pulse, though?
It doesn't give me much more except for the fact that it hangs out in the pod.
I thought maybe, you know, it was like it helps your pulse continue beating on because it's such nutritious food. I don't know.
I think we've used pulse crop longer than we've associated it with all of the health care.
True.
But the good news is now you can say fava beans and there are pulse crops.
And Chianti.
And you can talk about it all you'd like.
There you go.
All right. So there's a lot of data that happens on the farm, and many of us might not even realize how much. But broadly speaking, it should be considered intellectual property. Now, technology has outpaced the law that can follow behind it. So there can be a question about who really owns your data. It's argued that Bayer Crop Science alone is believed to hold more than half of the world's farm data, because of the way they have their partnership set up, not only with Amazon Web Services, but others. And when you think about what you are saving as technology or tech information, can be anywhere from the robotic milkers to soil sensors to all of those monitors and iPads, et cetera, that are in your cab on your combines, your tractors, your sprayers. So what do you need to remember about that? When it comes to intellectual property, protect it. Don't just leave it without passwords on it. This would be a great time for you to talk to a guy like Chris Sherman at Tech Support Farm, because he knows agriculture, and then he's going to help you understand how you can do a better job of protecting the things that you have. And especially right now, when ag is at a low point, it's too often to see someone trying to reach out with a scam or spoof you and try to get information out of your bank account, get it away from the planting information or combine information that you have, whatever the case might be. And so I think best advice, look for the contracts, who owns your data, know how to protect it and be safe with it, because there's a lot out there.
Yep.
And with the smart farming that we have been doing, we have really improved our precision agriculture. And by precision, I mean doing things like variable rate fertilizer, but also our planting. We're making sure that our planting is done so we don't have overlaps. Those things aren't too far spaced apart. We're getting really dialed in on the germination on a corn field at this point. And there's more. So a couple of study results that were recently published by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. When it comes to water savings, when you think about irrigation and soil sensors, we have now saved ourselves from applying 824,000 Olympic pool size waters water puddles, if you will, of water that's been saved that we haven't sprayed out, because we've been doing a better job of not having to just broadcast it, but we're paying attention and we're being much more strategic where we use it. When it comes to that economic impact, our precision farming techniques are saving us about $118 per acre. We've talked about the See and Spray from John Deere, also Case and New Holland's Sense Apply, which you can have cameras on a boom, and they are going so quickly, and they're able to turn your sprayer on and off for correct application. They've reduced our herbicide use 55% nationwide. That's enough to fill 12,000 rail cars, which would span 136 miles of track. So we are doing a great job in farming of really dialing things in and being more specific and strategic in how we apply and what we do.
Very nice.
It's very cool. And those satellites that are in the sky, well, they're sending data back more frequently than you might realize. Fields this year have been incredibly healthy and high yielding when you drive by them in a pickup. But Earth Daily says it will soon leverage new satellite constellations to beat the USDA yield forecast. They're going to capture daily calibrated images of crops and feeding those images through AI tools. Now, I just said you got to protect your data, right? That's intellectual property. Mm-hmm. And there's some satellite looking over my shoulder at a field, double checking what I think the yield might be. So what a dichotomy. What a time to be alive. There's a lot going on. Satellites are watching your crop just as hard as you are.
What is the reasoning for that?
To be able to use the satellites?
Yeah.
You can do yield estimates more accurately, overall check the health of the field, and then it's a comparative to what you see visually on the ground and fine-tune your accuracy. So it can make it much more high-quality data for agronomists, grain traders, commodity brokers, USDA, and others.
Okay, I got it.
Yes. And it really is different from other ag satellites because many of them do not have an imager that can connect as much information. All right. Today, one more way we can talk about a different part of agriculture. We're going to visit with a family farm from Colorado, the Hiracatas. They raise cantaloupes and watermelons. So they've had a pretty sweet summer. And we're going to find out more from them about how their farm came to be and, you know, the weather that works best for what their production is and so much more. I'm very excited to visit and learn more about those particular melons.
Yeah, sounds like fun.
This should be a good day. And in the meantime, when you have questions, you can send them to me. You can email me, ag@flagfamily.com.
Thank you, Bridget.
Y'all have a fabulous day.
You too. WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel. It is 7:30. 7:32, time now for a check on your forecast with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki. Is going to be windy. Already is kind of windy. Yeah. Even windier?
Oh, it's going to get windier, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we've got some thunderstorms on radar from about, McVille up north through Petersburg and north of there. In fact, some areas picking up some heavy rains. Pekin picked up 2.06 inches this morning. Benford picked up an inch and a half.
You didn't listen to my lesson earlier on Mackville.
What'd I say? Jeez, man. You know, it was funny because I looked over Bonnie and she's giving me
that mom look.
She's like, you didn't listen before.
Pay attention in class.
I'm half asleep this morning. I'm sorry, Bonnie. But yes, Pekin picked up 2.06. Benford picked up 1.47. And those thunder showers now north of Mackville.
There you go.
Bonnie, there we go. And moving northward, those should stay west of the Grand Forks area, but some areas could pick up some brief heavy rainfall out of that. But the FM area, unfortunately, not going to see a drop this morning. We could see an isolated storm or two pop up, though, later today, but most areas not seeing a lot. Windy is the main keyword there, with winds out of the south gusting over 30, 85 today. Partly cloudy tonight, 62. Pick day of the week tomorrow. Light winds, sunshine, and highs around 86. Upper 80s Friday and Saturday. And then Saturday night and Sunday, we'll see a storm system bring some rain. Heavy rain possible from a line of about Bismarck through Grand Forks. Will be on the lighter side in terms of rainfall, with maybe only a quarter inch on Sunday. But cooler weather, 60s on Sunday, and then upper 50s to near 60 for highs to start off next week, with morning lows in the 30s. Fall is finally around the corner. Yes. These 80s are going to be a distant memory as we head into next week.
All right. Thank you, Dino. Weather is sponsored by Jiffy Lube of Fargo, locally owned and operated with three Fargo locations, and you never need an appointment.
Jiffy Lube of Fargo, where you can do more in a jiffy. It is now 7:34. We've got to check on your national news from ABC. Big Game James McCarty returns for your WDAY radio sports update. Then Dean will return for your 3-degree guarantee. And today we're going to be joined by Brian Kronk, managing partner of Collins & Kronk, at about 7:45, 7:50, somewhere in there.
7:38, Big Game James McCarty is here with your WDAY radio sports.
Preseason hockey last night saw the Minnesota Wild defeat the Winnipeg Jets 3-2. Jesper Wallstedt saving 26 of 28 shots. Matt Boldy, Marcus Foligno, and the new multimillionaire, Kirill Kaprizov. Maybe even more so than that. 8 years, $136 million extension. That comes out to an average annual value of $17 million. I'm hoping to make $17,000 this year. That's where we're different in our salaries. That's all right, though. Kirill, he's earned it, and that extension will actually take place next season. So it'll keep him in a Wild sweater for the foreseeable future through the 33-34 season. Kind of crazy to even think that that's a possibility. The 2033-2034. Golly, we're all going to be old by that point, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Some of us will be older. Older than others.
North Dakota Girls High School Golf State Tournament at the Fargo Country Club. Things went final yesterday afternoon. West Fargo Cheyenne winning the team championship, shooting a 595 for over 2 days with four different scores each day. That was a 41-stroke advantage over second place Mandan. Red River in third, Shanley fourth, and Davies rounds out the top five. Congratulations to the Mustangs on that state title. Individually, West Fargo Cheyenne Zoe Keene overcame a four-shot deficit in that second round. She would end up tying Rose Solberg of Fargo Davies. They would go to a playoff hole, and Keene would end up winning the state championship. Congratulations to her. Rose Solberg in second from Davies, a pairing from Red River, and third and fourth with Alexis Fabian and Ella Spidell, and then rounding out the top five was Ava Keene of West Fargo Cheyenne. High school volleyball last night saw North Dakota West Fargo Horse defeat Grand Forks Red River in four sets. Fargo North sweeping Fargo South, but don't let that deceive you. It was an 8-point difference over those three sets. They were all down to the wire. Fargo Davies edged out West Fargo High in a 5-set matchup that came all the way down to the end, 15-12 in that final set. West Fargo Cheyenne downs Grand Forks Central in straight sets. Mayport CG pulls the reverse sweep with a 5-set victory over Central Cass, as they fell 20-25 in each of the first two sets before winning 29-27, 25-21, and 15-7 to round out that comeback bid last night. Kindred sweeps Wahpeton, and in Minnesota, Dilworth Glendon Felton over Moorhead High in three sets. Detroit Lakes falling to Ricori in a 5-setter. Barnesville swept by Wadena Deer Creek. Hawley takes down East Grand Forks in straight sets. Park Christian over Rossay in a 4-set match. And Pelican Rapids sweeping Hillcrest Lutheran. On our family of stations here the rest of the week tonight, primetime sports on WDAY Radio at 6:30. We'll be joined by Fargo Forest goaltenders coach Hank Johnson to preview the home opener this weekend and talk some goaltending. Then on Friday night, under the lights, Moorhead Spud football at Eden Prairie at 6 p.m. with Larry Knutson on the call. And on Saturday afternoon, Cobber football in Moorhead for homecoming to battle St. Scholastica. 1 p.m. kickoff for that one with Larry on the call as well. Our sister station, The Flag, will see a top-two matchup Friday night under the lights in high school football. The 25th Street Rivalry, the Shanley Deacons hosting the Fargo Davies Eagles. A 7 p.m. kickoff for that one with Jason and I on the call for that game. And then on Saturday, Minnesota State Moorhead, the Dragons, will welcome Minot State into town for homecoming at Nemzik Stadium. 11 a.m. pregame with a noon kickoff for that one as the Dragons try and get back on track this weekend. Sports This Hour brought to you by Valley Imports and Valley Pre-Owned, your best price leader in the region. Find your next vehicle at valleyimports.com.
7:42, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is going to have your 3-degree guarantee coming up next. And Brian Kronk, Managing Partner of Collins & Kronk, joins us with a market update and insight. 7:44, time now for your 3-degree guarantee with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki. It is brought to you by the Window and Door Store.
Sorry, I'm eating breakfast.
How's your cookie?
It's very good.
You got gummies in there or what?
How did you know?
I know you.
That's true.
Hey, man, what's going on this morning, guys?
85 yesterday. How
85
do?
Yesterday is yeah. What we forecasted, and the actual high yesterday was 85.
Oh, good job. Oh.
I'm trying to redeem myself after a couple of...
I was kind of wondering if we were going to make it to 85 yesterday, just because it seemed like there was a point in time yesterday afternoon with the cloud cover. Yep. It didn't
It seemed like the temperature I had was like high 70s or something.
It was for a while. Yeah. And then we shot up by mid-afternoon. It was nice. Today, man, winds. Wind is going to be the main thing today. We're going to stick with 85 today. But windy conditions. Some storms this morning up around McVille. I just did that. I wanted to see the look.
Not going to tell you three times.
That's hilarious.
Twice was enough.
I said to Jace, I'm like, watch this, Jace. Yeah.
He's like, should I do it again? I'm like, yeah, see what happens.
No, we've had some heavy rain this morning up around Pekin and the Binford areas, 1 to 2 inches of rain there. That should stay west of the Grand Forks area, moving northward, and we could pop off another isolated shower or thunder shower late today towards evening. But other than that, the rest of the day should be dry. Again, today's 3-degree guarantee, 85 windy degrees.
All right, and that is brought to you by the Window and Door Store.
746, Brian Kronk, managing partner of Collins & Kronk, joins us next for the market update and insight. 747, Brian Kronk, managing partner of Collins & Kronk, joining us now with a market update and insight. Government shutdown, does that rattle the markets typically or not?
You know, it's interesting. So I knew that would come up. So I thought I'm going to do a little research on this.
Way to do your homework. Good job.
Oh, yeah. There's different types of government shutdowns depending upon the circumstances and so forth. And I won't get into all that. But what was amazing to me is, no, it doesn't rattle the markets at all. Historically, we've seen the markets do actually just slightly better during government shutdowns than when it's not. I don't know if that's just there's less government meddling or what it is. But government shutdowns don't seem to bother the market in the slightest. They also don't seem to lead to recession. You'll hear a lot of them saying, well, this is going to a huge economic slowdown when all these government workers aren't buying sandwiches at lunch and whatever. And that doesn't seem to be the issue either. So we're in good shape, I think, at least for a while.
Yeah, I thought I read a report yesterday that said exactly what you just said, is that it doesn't affect the market. It doesn't seem to affect a lot of people's 401ks, et cetera. But obviously, having gone through the one in, 2018 or whatever, I mean, I know there's an article out that says it's going to affect the pay of a lot of federal workers, and that's true. But usually once a continuing resolution is agreed to or a new budget is agreed to, they all get back pay. So,
right. So
this just kind of delays thing. I know it's more of an inconvenience for those civil side employees that count on that paycheck, you know, they're living paycheck to paycheck. And I know there's some essential workers that it happens as well. But will we see a large or maybe just a minimal blip as far as consumer consumption during this time? Like, let's say if it's an extended shutdown for a month like it was during Trump's first term.
Right.
Would that slow down or at least a significant blip that it would show up kind of in the market that there's been a slowdown of consumer purchases?
Yeah, I couldn't even find evidence of that, Jason. Mm-hmm. So I kind of looked just to see like retail sales, for example, things of that nature. And it was pretty minimal. And part of it might be just what you're saying. You know, the people who are going to be buying a new television, they're still going to buy that. They're maybe putting it on a credit card or maybe just delaying it by a month. But it wasn't something that necessarily showed up in the numbers. And part of that might also be there's a lot of financial institutions that say, hey, we know you're going to get paid, so we'll give you a 30-day or a 60-day loan to cover you. Then when you get your paycheck, come in and pay it off. And so I think there's a lot of understanding there that way, too. And so it really doesn't, you know, the one area that I kind of looked at and said, well, what about all this data we get from the U.S. government that, you know, is supposed to be so important? You know, we're all watching mortgage rates and we're saying, you know, what is Powell going to do next time? And all the stuff that he relies on won't be coming out. Mm-hmm. And I was reminded again that no, there's so many sources of data that don't come from the U.S. government. In fact, more and more the institutions, so Wall Street, for example, or even the Fed that rely upon this type of data aren't really relying upon the federal government data. It's been just so wrong. You know, when you see job revisions of over 1 million jobs, pretty hard to count that.
Yep.
And so, you know, the Fed, for example, has been relying on ADP data, which is just coming out right now today. And that we already know what it says. It says, hey, guess what? The jobs market is slowing. We're seeing less hiring. We're seeing less people leaving their former jobs. We're seeing less firing. And so everything is just kind of slowing. So in other words, the jobs momentum of people changing jobs, of people finding new jobs, all of that momentum is slowing down. That could ultimately lead to some slowing down of the consumer. And so that's what I really want to watch for is, does consumer spending slow down, especially right before Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
As Americans, I doubt it, but we could see it slow down right after Christmas. And so we got to pay a lot of attention to that.
I saw consumer confidence slipped in September. Wasn't it up in August, I think,
I thought
if I remember right?
Yeah, it had been going up, and then it kind of stabilized there. And so, yeah, it slipped just barely. And you can kind of see that. I mean, if we've got a slowing jobs market and we've got, you know, a slowing consumer, supposedly, why are all the cruise ships sold out? Why are the flights just rocking and rolling? Why are the prices at Disney World going up? Well, because they can. I mean, Netflix raised their prices. We talked about that. And so the consumer is still strong enough that, you know, these companies feel emboldened to do that sort of thing. When they've got a full cruise ship, they can do that. But that's what we'll watch for, is if we see that go down after the first of the year, that'll tell us that, hey, the consumer is actually slowing. And that wouldn't be real surprising to me as we see, you know, AI take over some jobs or do some things there. And it's the streamlining that's been happening in not just government, but in corporate America.
Well, we see that the job openings have held steady, you know, fewer job layoffs, et cetera, during the month.
Right.
The funny part in this report says that there were fewer job openings in construction and the federal government, which, I mean, we're in a shutdown now, so they're not really in a hiring process right now.
Right.
But it are you concerned at all that obviously that the job market is slowing? Because, I mean, Powell, I believe, was last month, dropped the interest rate, and he said a little bit of that is due to the slowing job market. So is that something investors need to keep an eye on, is how that jobs market is trending?
Well, I think so. We want to watch it. You know, the market, as well as our president, wants lower interest rates. I've said I don't think we necessarily need them yet. You lower them too early, and then when you do have a problem, then guess what? You don't have anything left you can do. So we'll watch. But the bond market's been fighting back a little bit. So Powell came out and lowered interest rates, and just like last time, bonds have said, hey, guess what? We don't agree with this. And they've actually raised interest rates for the first time since this summer. We've seen mortgage rates go up just in this last, you know, couple of weeks now since he's lowered interest rates. So you can kind of see that the bond market has its own mentality when it comes to this stuff, and it's going to price money at what it thinks money is really worth. Mm-hmm. And so that's what's really going on. It's setting the prices for loans. It's setting the prices for bonds. And what Powell is doing is really just controlling the very short term. Mm-hmm. It's almost like he's making a suggestion, or he's making a price that the banks can maybe lend to each other. But it's not that we can run down to the bank and get a loan for that amount.
We've always heard them say that they want to have interest rates around 4%. And that's not the lowest in the world. There's right. Other countries have it much lower. When it comes to that 4% that the Fed likes to have it at, what would be the benefits or the drawbacks if that overall in general went down to 3% or 2%, like, you know, kind of long term? I mean, is that something that we really should hope for, or should we always hope for it to be around that 4%?
Yeah, it's interesting. So they've actually been kind of hinting at getting closer to 3% now. And when we're talking about that, we're talking about the short Fed funds rate, basically, the overnight lending rate. So we're not talking about 30-year mortgages or 10-year treasury bonds or 30-year bonds or anything like that. So if you use a little logic, if the Fed funds rate, which is the overnight rate, here, I'm going to lend you this for a day, here's what you're going to pay me, is 3 or 4%, then you would expect that a one-year bond or CD would be a little bit more, and that a 5-year or 30-year mortgage would be even more. So let's extrapolate that out there. You should, you know, be paid more for time. And so if we have a 4% or even a 3% Fed funds rate, what are we going to see for a, you know, a 10-year bond or a 30-year mortgage? You know, probably in that 6-7% range. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? That's where we're at right now. And so I think that's where some of the pushback in the bond market is coming from. They can do this thing on the front end all they want. I don't think it makes a difference. There's an old saying in the bond market that when the Fed starts doing this and the bond market's not playing ball, they call it pushing on a string. And if you've ever tried that, it's not very effective. That's kind of what the Fed is doing right now. They're pushing on a string, and they're trying to placate certain parts of the market. And in reality, the bond market is much bigger than the federal government. It's much bigger than, you know, any of us or any one country. It's huge. And it's saying, no way. There is a risk here, and we're going to price accordingly.
Talk to us about gold. Gold and stocks setting records at the same time is one of the headlines I see. And that's unusual.
It's very unusual, and that's part of why we're seeing interest rates where they're at. So people who are, you know, saying, hey, I don't trust this stock market, I don't trust this economy, normally they would sell and they would go to bonds, they'd buy treasury bonds as a flight to safety, right? They're not doing that. They're buying gold. And so gold is going up, and what's really interesting about that, more and more people see gold going up, and so then they buy more gold, and then mm-hmm. gold goes up, and we've kind of heard that story with Bitcoin, right? And so the same thing is going on there. Gold has a lot of momentum, and gold hadn't been breaking out into these levels for years. We're talking, you know, 10 years of a flat base of really doing nothing but back and forth. So there is so much pent up momentum for gold right now. It is unbelievable. And so it is rare to see them going up at the same time as stocks, because usually you would think that it's a hiding place from a bad economy or a bad stock market. The only thing you can say is these Trump policies, tariffs, all the stuff going on has really weakened our U.S. dollar. That helps companies who are selling overseas when they bring their profits back. So that part of it's good. But low dollars mean high gold.
Interesting. Brian, if our listeners want to get a hold of you over there at Collins and Kronk, how do they do so?
It's super easy. You can check us out on our website, collinsandkronk.com. Just Google us or just give us a call. We're right downtown. Our whole team is ready to talk to you. 235-0119.
Very good. Brian Kronk, managing partner of Collins and Kronk, with a market update and insight, joins us most Wednesdays at 7:45, but you're bailing on us next week, you say.
We'll be here next week.
All right. We'll catch you in 2 weeks.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet. Thank you, Brian. It is 7:57. We're going to head into the WDAY Radio News Center coming up next. 8 o'clock, we are WDAY Fargo. They got some characters in the building. Dean's trying to figure out what's going on. We'll let you know soon enough. We're going to have an interview coming up in 7 minutes. You have your job.
We had a nice little chat because he wanted to know what the weather was going to be like for his event.
Do you know Froda?
Huh? Yeah.
Okay.
He's been in here before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He left a nice candy bar on my desk. So.
Oh, that was nice.
Absolutely. But, yeah, the weather looks nice for his event. So.
Good. Excellent.
A little breezy, I told him. But okay. And a slight chance for rain early in the day, but after that, looks okay.
Looking good.
So that's good news. For our weather word of the day is windy. Everyone knows it's windy. Who sings it?
The Association.
Is that who it was?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Bonnie knows all
that
stuff.
That's because I'm cool like that. Movie facts, not so much. Songs,
Movie lines, she has no clue what I'm talking about. I'll make a reference. She's like, huh?
So, yeah, we are looking at windy conditions today. Now, there's some thunderstorms around Mackville.
You got it now.
North of there. In fact, Pekin picked up 2 inches of rain this morning, Binford an inch and a half. All of that staying west of Grand Forks and obviously northwest of the FM area, moving northward. So that's going to move out of the area. And we can't rule out an isolated pop-up late day or evening shower or thunder shower across the area. But again, don't look for much. 85 today with south winds 20 to 30 and gusting close to 40 at times this afternoon. 62, winds go light tonight. Pick day is tomorrow. Sunshine, light winds, 86, 87, upper 80s for Friday and Saturday. And then a cold front hits Saturday night, bringing on and off showers on Sunday with temps falling back into the 60s, which is normal. And then temps in the upper 50s to right around 60s start off next week with morning lows in the 30s. Mm. So if you have weekend plans, Saturday's your day. Sunday, not a total washout around here, but it's going to be wet. Windy and cooler. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
And could see a killing frost in some areas in the 30s.
Next week?
Yeah.
I think we'll see a widespread light frost. I see a killing frost coming in. His event's on the 9th, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like after like the 10th onward, that weekend, looks like we more than likely will have a killing frost then. Yeah.
Okay.
Up until then, you know, light frost early next week and then killing frost around the 10th.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you, Dino.
You bet.
It is 8:05. We're going to get your national news in from ABC. Big game, James McCarty is in with your WDAY Radio Sports. And then Froda Tilden joins us, a big 5K run walk. And they have a little twist on it coming up next Thursday, October 9th. We'll get all the details on that straight ahead. We're going to get details on a fun 5K walk run event from Froda Tilden coming up shortly. But first of all, a quick check on your WDAY Radio Sports with big game James McCarty.
North Dakota High School Girls Golf State Tournament yesterday afternoon concluded at the Fargo Country Club. West Fargo Cheyenne winning the team championship as they actually defeated second place Mandan by 41 strokes. I mean, they had an incredible beginning of the week in that two-day tournament. Red River ends up in third, Shanley fourth, and Fargo Davies rounded out the top five from a team standpoint. Congratulations to all of them. Individually, West Fargo Cheyenne's Zoe Keen overcame a four-shot deficit in the second round, tied up with Rose Solberg of Fargo Davies, and Keen would win the playoff hole to win the state championship as Solberg ends up in second. Alexis Fabian and Ella Spidell of Red River finished third and fourth, respectively. Ava Keen of West Fargo Cheyenne ends up in fifth place in the state tournament there.
We look at the Fargo Force this weekend. They'll have their home opener. They take on Sioux City. It'll be a 6:05 puck drop on Saturday evening, but we're actually going to preview that tonight on 6:30 on Primetime Sports here on WDAY Radio with Fargo Force goaltenders coach Hank Johnson, his first year with the team, talking goaltenders, the mindset of it, and also that home opener as well. As we round out sports here this hour, we have on our family of stations the rest of the week. Friday night, high school football with Moorhead High at Eden Prairie. 6 p.m. kickoff with Larry Knutson on the call for that one. And on Saturday, Cobber football hosting at St. Scholastica for homecoming, a 1 p.m. kickoff with Larry Knutson on the call for that one. Our sister station, The Flag, will have high school football Friday night, the 25th Street Rivalry with Shanley hosting Fargo Davies at 7 p.m. And then Minnesota State Moorhead, the Dragons, welcoming Minot State in the Moorhead for homecoming, an 11 a.m. pregame and a noon kickoff on Saturday. We also do have up on the website now, WDAYRadioNow.com, underneath the podcast tab, the Third Drop Coffee Coach's Corner podcast. Our very own Greg Bird hosting it each week with Cobber football head coach Terry Horan, Spud football head coach Kevin Feeney. Thank you to our sponsors, Third Drop Coffee and Moorhead, Cambridge Foss Concrete, and Brady Service Center for making that possible. This week, the coaches, they talk in-game adjustments, injured players, how tough it is for those players to miss games in a season, and they also give a breakdown on the offensive lines and their upcoming challenges they have the next couple of weeks and the opponents that they have upcoming.
Thank you, James. And obviously tomorrow, Bonnie, we will have tickets to give away to Fargo Force's home opener of the season. We'll have a 4-pack and a 2-pack, usually how we do it, Bonnie. We'll have those available to give away tomorrow morning, so be sure to be listening tomorrow morning.
Excellent. Looking forward to it. Tomorrow on Flatland Music Flashback, we do it every morning right around 6:56 here on Bonnie and Friends. Brought to you by Flatland Guitar, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. We're going to be serving up Rod Stewart, The Grateful Dead, and Bonnie Tyler and Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs. All that and more tomorrow morning, Flatland Music Flashback. 8:13, want to welcome to our studio our good friend Froda Tilden, and I'm not even going to pronounce this. You're putting on with your running group 5K Run Walk, and you told me I'm pronouncing it wrong. Every person that went to school here in America is pronouncing this explorer's name wrong. What's it called?
It's Leif Erikson, or sometimes they call him Leif the Lucky.
Leif the Lucky. We've called him Leif Erikson. We were taught in elementary school it's Leif Erikson, but you actually say it's Leif, and you would know.
Leif, that's a name, is a Norse explorer who is thought to have been the first European to set his foot in continental America approximately half a millennium before Christopher Columbus, it says.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's funny. I'm going to have to tell my friend named Leif that is pronouncing his name wrong this whole time.
Yeah, his name is Leif.
And then we heard Leif Garrett, the singer, actor, but now you say Leif. So thank you for telling us about that. Well, why Leif Erikson? Why did you name the run this? You've been doing this. This is your fourth annual?
Yeah, this is our fourth year here. The third time having it at the Swing Barrel Brewery, and Sean and Nick and all those boys and girls over there been helping out with an awesome video shoot yesterday. So watch out when they put that editing thing together. It'll be all over WDY, I think.
It'll be fun. Yeah, I'm sure you will get it to me.
So why we put together? I mean, why not doing more Nordic stuff around here, right?
Yeah.
So anyways, I tried to put it together, and I just been a pretty good feedback. Last year we had 50 people for coming for the run race, and this year I'm hoping for 80-90 maybe. We have like about 30 people signed up now. We have 1 week to sign up. It's on October 9 every year, just like July 4th is on the 4th, and this is October 9th, so this is on a Thursday. Last year it was on a Wednesday. So we'll do it on the day of the date, day, and it's at 6:30. It starts from Swing Barrel, and we run up and down the riverside in Moorhead. We're down to the Jemkomst, and then we turn around and run back up to the Bergqvist cabin, turn around in the cul-de-sac there, and then back to Swing Barrel. And we have drawings, and it's a fun run walk costume. So that means you're supposed to dress up, folks. Like, I've been doing for 2 days. So I don't care if people laugh. That's a good laugh, right? We're supposed to laugh these days. So anyway, so I was at Bay Run last night and promoted this event. And I said with this big axe, if you guys don't sign up, I'll come to your house and bang the door down.
Well, when I saw Viking-themed at first, I should have known better, Froda, coming from you. I was
actual
thinking,
Viking theme, not Minnesota like Viking theme.
But I bet you'll have people that still show up with Minnesota Viking
garb. You got to see his outfit. He's got the horn helmet on, a vest. He's got the Viking apparel. But we're talking about real Nordic Vikings, not Minnesota football Vikings.
But you're not going to turn us away if we come in Minnesota Vikings garb.
No, my description on the event there, I say, you know, come as yourself or put a Viking jersey on or do something more out of it. You know, try to even make a helmet or sword out of like a cardboard or something, duct tape. Come on, do something.
Be creative, have
fun. Yeah, and then you'll be awarded with some fun things from Swing Barrel.
Yeah, what are they giving away? You brought in a beer glass there. Are they giving away beer glasses?
You get, with your entry, you get an awesome t-shirt.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you get this amazing 16-ounce beer glass. We have full-color logo on the front with Leif Erikson, and we have Swing Barrel logo on the back.
Mm-hmm.
And then they will pour this full of your choice of beer, too. So it's only $40 for a shirt, a glass, and the beer, and tons of fun.
Very good. Is there music, entertainment, or anything going on, too?
We don't have that. Maybe you made me think about next year now.
I'll come DJ for you or something like that. Fun. Do you get a I mean, because not everybody runs, but it's, so it's okay to do the walk,
too?
Yeah.
You get
a number of people walking?
Yeah. This is a walk, run, in your own pace, and there's no timing. So that's why it's called a fun rock.
Circle
walk.
Back to Swing Barrel and Moorhead.
You swing in, swing by, and they love their swingers. That's what they call them.
Is that what they say? I love it. Tell us more about your Let's Go Running club here, because every once in a while I'll see in Facebook groups somebody asking, is there any, you know, running clubs around?
Oh, yeah.
Who's eligible to be in that running club? Does it vary from your how far you can run to the sprinters to the age?
Every Tuesday at 6 p.m., we have our new home now at the Bison Turf on North University and 12th Avenue, and we've been there now since February after we found our new home after Fargo Brewing Company went under in November. So we meet every Tuesday at 6. It's for anybody. We have walkers, we have joggers, runners, anything. You can do 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 10 miles, whatever you feel like. We start at 6, and we do like a little around
loop.
A loop, yes.
A
loop. And we come back, and the turf has been fantastic. We have birthday parties there. We have celebration of all kind of things, and their patio is fantastic. We are out there till like 10 o'clock last night.
You run throughout the winter, you and your group
Tuesday. It doesn't matter what the weather it is. Yeah. You just have to have a good attitude and get some good clothes, and you just go out there and do it.
And you meet people like you, and you have fun doing it, right?
It's amazing. And we were 35, 40 people last night. So we're run between 30, 50, 60 people.
Wow.
And we just, a month ago, we celebrated our 10-year. This club is called We'll Run for Craft Beer. Run for Craft Beer Run Club. We just celebrated 10 years a month ago. Mm-hmm. So I made those little coasters with a little bottle opener on it. And I've been giving them out to everybody for a free gift. So it's really fun to have the connection. We have T-shirts that get made and all that things. And shirts from Fargo has been awesome. They have their own webpage for us to do the shirts, and they also make the shirts for this Leif Erikson 5K run.
It's just fun to meet people who have similar likes that you get to know.
Yeah, interesting.
And then, you know, we hang out outside running too sometimes, So it's a lot of fun, and we run on Thursdays as well. That one is called Tour de Beers.
Mm-hmm.
So it
is Thirsty Thursday, isn't it not still?
So Tour de Beers on Thursdays, we rotate between a lot of different bars and restaurants all over Fargo. So every Thursday is a new place.
I'm seeing a common theme here.
Yeah.
Beer.
Its common theme is running, and everybody's thirsty and hungry.
Beer. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, you got to refuel fuel. You got to get the protein in, you know.
So hopefully people work out and are more better diets in between Tuesdays and Thursdays. So it's a couple days on each side of that.
Yeah, I like that. Do you want us to sign up ahead of time for this event?
Yes, to have the T-shirts ready to go. We would like to be signed up by midnight Monday. The event is next Thursday, a week from today plus one more day. It's going pretty fast. So don't really have any sign up of on the day, but I suppose if you show up, we're not going to turn you down either. But it's not like
you
a super organized.
You just won't have a t-shirt probably,
Well, we'll have that made to you afterwards.
Brittany
makes the t-shirt as you come, but if you tell her you're coming by Monday, she'll definitely have ready for you on Thursday. If not, we'll make them.
Very nice.
on the back side of it.
Okay. And then if we just go to Let's Go Running Facebook page, we can find the registration link too?
You go to Let's Go Running, the Craft Beer Run Club page. Or
We'll run for Craft Beer.
Or if you actually just, I found out, yes, if you just Google Leif Erikson Run, the link will be right there too.
Oh.
So that might be easier than find it through a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Leif, L-E-I-F. Leif Erikson.
Leif Erikson, duh.
Yeah, after Swing Barrel, now we'll edit together all that cool video we got yesterday. They will post it all over their
Facebook
platforms.
Well, and there's a lot of people just to have crazy fun. And this is going to be crazy fun. You're going to get some great exercise in too and meet great people.
Yep.
And this will continue to grow, obviously, year by year, get more people and get more people out there dressed up and ready to go have fun and run, walk, and have a good time.
Yep. If I have 10 more seconds, I like to shoot out for my 20th annual Norwegian Christmas party on December 6th.
Yep.
It's a big deal.
It is a big deal. This is wonderful because Frode's from Norway, and we've just embraced you in this entire Fargo-Moorhead community and your traditional Norse Christmas party. That's kind of how everything started, and that thing has just grown and taken off. You run out of tickets. It's so popular
every
year. Yeah,
I run out 3 weeks early, and we have a 3:30 seating. It's going to be $45. The 6 o'clock thing will be $60. So we decided that, and we're going to celebrate Carol Juven. He passed away. He always cut this brown cheese for us. No, he's not there anymore.
Yeah,
So we have to do that. And the other fun thing is my mom, my sister, and my niece is coming too.
Awesome.
So it'll be a really good celebration. Oh. I told my mom to be here for 20 years, and finally she's coming this time.
Coming over from Norway then?
That's awesome.
I'm going to fly into New York for 3-4 days and then come here December 4th.
There'll be a big difference between New York and here. Just saying.
But they want to see some Christmas New York stuff, the lighting the tree, I think, on the 3rd, and then come here and then... Then do that. They'll stay to the 12th before they go back.
Wonderful. I'm glad they're finally coming to visit. That's going to be wonderful. Mm-hmm. I know. Are tickets on sale yet for the tradition?
No, I'm working out the menu right now with Jacob at the Sons of Norway, working out the menu. We're going to have some amazing food again. And Crop Duster's going to play. Kyle Colby's going to play. Front Fender's going to play again.
Great bands,
The same lineup, but they're all great. So.
And you'll reach out to me, and we'll let our listeners know when tickets go on sale, I guess.
Yeah, hopefully a month early. But the tickets sold out like 3 weeks early last year.
Yeah, so if you want to go, once you hear tickets are on sale, make sure you get your
tickets. How many people are able to get tickets?
You have two seatings, don't you?
Yeah, two seatings. 3:30, I think 160 per seating.
160 per seat, so about 320. So tickets are limited.
Yes,
so
they're limited. And that's why they sell out so fast. Yeah. And we're good to go.
Well, they've learned how much fun the event is.
Might have to have a third sitting or something. I'm just saying.
On Sunday morning?
Well, you never know. I mean.
We have to clean up, too. You know?
They have fun while they're working, too.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. So, Frodo will let me know, and then we'll get the word out on that.
Yeah, I really appreciate all this fun stuff. And we have the 200 crossings of the bicentennial of the ship from Norway coming on into New York on the 9th as well. So Sons of Norway have a lot of events.
Yeah, follow their Facebook page because I know.
Look up Sons of Norway. They have a lot of cool dinners. They had like Heritage Week that week with a lot of good lunches and things like that. So.
Pie, lefse, you name it. They serve it up. Meatballs, everything. So.
And we got Lutefest there every third Sunday of the month. So don't forget that.
Yeah,
I
tried to forget it.
You can eat meatballs, too.
There you go. Thank you, Frode. Good to see you again.
You're welcome.
It is 8:25, Monty and Friends, WDAY Radio. Time now to get to the American Ag Network. 8:28, the coffee club has crashed the studio. Janae and Ronnie are here. Good morning to the two of you.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How goes it?
Pretty good.
Wednesday already. Yeah. We're cruising through the week here.
Yeah, baseball playoffs have begun, headed toward the Fall Classic, the World Series. And
WNBA, but my team got knocked out last night, so I'm done with them.
Well, yes, and speaking of another team that got knocked out, even though they had the best record most of the year, they're Minnesota Lynx.
Yeah, I'm a Fever fan.
You're only a Caitlin Clark fan. No. If she played for the Fever, for the Lynx. You'd root for the Lynx.
No, you would.
Did you watch before Caitlin Clark?
No.
I started watching her in college, not the Fever.
Yeah.
I started watching Caitlin
at Iowa.
Yeah, so I'm saying, so whoever she would have been playing for, you've been rooting for that team.
I like the whole team.
Now you like the whole team, but that's
Aaliyah
because Caitlin's
Boston
there.
Just amazes me. She is an absolutely incredible player. Mm-hmm. Lexi Hull's been stepping up too. Well, Caitlin and Sophie are out, but no, it's not even, I mean, Caitlin, I like to watch her, but I just love Aaliyah Boston. Like, if I had to pick one person on that team, she's amazing.
I'm not saying she's not.
So well, I know my team.
I'm a Fisa Collier fan.
Yeah.
So,
But, you know, the team is standing up for Cheryl Reeves.
Yep.
And also, Nafisa called out the league. Yes.
Also, other big time players in the league, other coaches. Yes. They have they have no problem with what Cheryl said. They have no problem with what Nafisa said. The only person that's got a problem with it is the commissioner. There's some rumors.
Tuned. She's going to get
booted. There's some rumors that she might get booted out. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Well, and if you wanted hope, the Twins now have a 22.86% chance of having the number one overall draft pick.
So I give it up.
I know. Let's go. Let's go. Yes.
All right. What's coming up on the Coffee Club today?
Wednesday, so we visit with Cass County Sheriff Jesse Johnner. We'll be doing that today. Also, we're going to talk about rules today kids would just laugh at. There were some strict rules back in the day. We'll see what's on that list.
Parents science, back in the day.
Yeah,
that's true.
Science facts, we more than likely didn't know. We're going to be doing that as well. And what else? Let's see. Most controversial songs ever written.
Interesting. All right. Stay tuned for the Coffee Club. Let's get out of here, Jace.
All right. You betcha.
Bonnie and friends, we'll be back 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. Have a great day. Janae and Ronnie, they will be coming up next after we get your news and weather in.